Blog Talk Radio.
It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Saturday. So if you have any questions about relationships or you have a relationship you're having problems with or whatever it is, we'll be able to answer those questions for you in a few minutes. So we've been talking about a lot of relationships on this show, but a lot about relationships. Anyway, bear with me. I've been eating too many cookies. I think the sugar is hitting my head. So with the situation of relationships itself, we're going to explore a lot of those things today on the show too as well. So if it's something you have been looking for, you came to the right place, because we're going to give you as much information as we can. And so we'll be doing 2 hours of angel readings, and we're going to chat about whatever. So whatever you want to bring to the table. Also, we have this thing called the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. So if you want to donate to the show, please do so. Go to www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or you can give me a call to if you have any questions or something like that, or you just want to get a private session with me at 740-500-8863 or 740 601-1057. I had to think about that for a minute. Also, well, one more time, that's 740-601-1057 or 740-500-8863. We also talk a lot about Hemisync CDs on this show, too, as well. So we'll give you some information about that whole thing because the CDs are really cool. They're meditational CDs, help you really relax, focus. They have many CDs on all kinds of things to open up and to just let go and to really utilize both hemispheres of the brain. These are not subliminal CDs. What they are is they're a special technology that actually enters a tone into your brain. It actually helps both hemispheres work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. If you want to check out these CDs, go to our website. The website is www.hemi, that's HEMI-SYNC, that's Sync, HemiSync.com. Or if you like, you can call them at 1-800-541-2488. Again, that's 1-800-541-2488. There's another company that do deal in subliminal CDs, and that company is called BrainSync. So you want to check them out, go to www.brainsync.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-444-7962, or that's 1-800-444-SYNC. We've been going over a lot of things on the show when it comes to relationships, because it seems like a lot of people have one problem, and the one problem is forgiveness. And they don't think they do, but if you're still hanging on to any kind of resentment that happened in your relationship and in the process of focusing on getting back with that person, the one thing that could be basically holding you back is you keep rehashing and keep talking about it. What they did, what they didn't do, you don't think it's fair, or whatever it was. What you need to do is let go of that. In the process of letting go, you're going to clear one block out of the way that will probably be the very first block that you do to actually bring you back together. I think we all need to trust the idea of what love is really all about and the idea of what brought us together in the first place to bring us back together. Instead of looking at certain ways and certain things to manipulate it to happen as quick as we want it to do, it makes us feel better. So think about that. Let's go into our first caller. Let's see here. Area code 408. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi there. Thank you. My name is Veronica. Thank you for picking my call.
Okay, no problem. And what's your name?
My name is Veronica.
Veronica?
Veronica.
Veronica, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
So, with the situation, Veronica, how can we help you tonight?
I hope you can help me to view me from inside. How can I manifest, actually, a love relationship? I haven't been very blessed on that department. Either I find people who find attracted themselves to me and are very kind to me, but I don't feel the same way, so it doesn't really work out.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people that I'm attracted to, unfortunately, they are not exactly material for something stable or solid or something that really can evolve into what I want, which is something that is more fulfilling and steady, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So. I guess I would like to know what you see, what insight you have. Do you see any good news for me in this love department?
Well, with the situation at hand, we look at the cards. The first thing that popped in my head would be, and it seemed like we had this last night on the show, where it seemed like the biggest thing that came to me was the Two of Swords, where people are having trouble letting go of the past in favor of the future. Now, you've been through a lot of things, and you've had certain kind of, you've had certain kinds of relationships, and that's great. It really is, because I think you learned a lot from those situations about yourself.
Right, absolutely.
So it's one of those things that continue, but you got to sit there, and I feel like the thing that comes to me the most is you need to sit down and focus on exactly what do you want. Because in some sense of the word, we in the process of talking about those relationships, they seem to be very strong with you still. So it's one of those things of utilizing this and trying to get to a point where everything happened, like I've said this before, where if you look at everything that happened up to a second ago in the past, it doesn't exist. And if you could put that into perspective and make sure that it doesn't, it's the idea of forget it. A lot of people think that we've gone through things and we have to hang on to those things to keep making sure they don't happen, when actually what's happening is...
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm very comfortable letting everybody... And I'm very much in peace with everything. I mean, I'm not angry for sure. And I mean, if anything, I bless the experience and the opportunity. But I'm ready for something new, you know, I'm ready to move on and attract the right person. It just, unfortunately, it hasn't happened. So I guess I was just hoping that you have some insight for me in the future.
Okay, what I'm saying is when I talk about the past, when I say let it go, I mean make it like it doesn't exist. It never happened. Because if you are thinking about those things and you just say, okay, I'm good with that, I'm comfortable, I'm happy that those situations, I know what's all about, but you still have those thoughts in your head. Those thoughts could still have an effect on what you're trying to create, the kind of relationship that you want. That's what I mean, because, I mean, realistically, seriously, once you get to the point where you can let that go, I mean, I always say, work with God and the angels and say, hey, I need to let go to the point where it doesn't exist. I don't have to even think about it to the point of cutting the cords that may still be attached to those things that I don't know about. That's the thing. I've done it myself where I've had to sit there and go, okay, let's bring an archangel to help me cut loose those cords because I feel like there's still cords there. I'm aware of them, but I just can't see them to the point of letting go. So therefore, I have to ask for higher up to get
help.
To get rid of the things for me. So I'm just saying, because some people say, well, I don't think so. Well, that's great, but does it really hurt to take another look to make sure that you are correct? I've had to do that myself, or people, you know, I've done the same thing before, and people keep saying certain things over again, and I finally stop and go, okay, I keep hearing that all the time, so maybe I should take a look at it and make sure that I am right, and I've always found that there are still some things to deal with. I mean, years ago, I talked about this before on my website, and talking about drowning when I was 10 years old, and some of the things I dealt with, and some of the things that went on, and some things I discovered about myself, but there was certain things that would come up and certain sessions that I was doing that come back on me, that I eventually had to take a look at it one more time. I thought I had dealt with everything that had to do with that situation and still found some guilt that still was there. It was small, it was things, but there were certain things that I had done that I was still, under the surface, still feeling guilty about that was affecting not just my relationships, as in loving relationships, but also my career and what I chose to do. So once I dealt with those things and let that 10 minutes of guilt go, my freaking business took off, and plus a relationship came to my life that I just didn't see it happening. And I was like you. I was sitting there talking about things that I didn't think they were ever going to change, and then they did. And I was just kind of like, whoa. Now, I mean, I'm not with that person these days, but it was the start of leading me in the right direction to the one I eventually ended up with. So they all mean something, but once they have happened and they've led you into a certain direction, then cut them loose like you would look at it. For example, an Apollo space capsule, as it's going into the outer space, keeps losing pieces. And once it's gone, it burns itself off. If you could just use some kind of visualization to make sure that, or if you catch yourself talking to a friend about a past relationship, that means it's still with you. You want to sit there, I'm just saying, when you get to, I've tried to do this with my friends too, where I don't want to talk about those things. I want to talk about what's going on in the moment. I want to know how they're doing, and vice versa. But I definitely see the situation turning around where I feel like something's coming quickly and quickly soon. I feel like you are in a good place in your life where you're really ready for it. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm imagining that. I mean, everything that you're saying, I'm trying to visualize everything as you're speaking.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that came to me was the space capsule. As they're losing these certain parts, it burns off in the atmosphere, and it no longer exists. And that is something we never have to deal with again.
Yeah, been there and done that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So once you deal with that whole situation, I just feel like a whole lot of things are going to really pick up for you. And like I said before, I feel like you've done your work. You've done everything that goes along with it. It's just the idea of rechecking and making sure that there's nothing that's going to interfere with what's coming in. And I feel like you've actually, I'm just saying what I pick up the situation, what you've actually done is coming, as in the manifestation of what you're looking for is the relationship that you want. It's just the idea of making sure that nothing else interferes with it. And what I mean by that is when this person does come in your life, I want you to see that person for who they are. That will help you also. In the process of getting a relationship, there's things that we can't really deal with until we are in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah, people talking about, I'm dealing with trust, but they're hanging out in the corner by themselves. Okay, how can you learn how to trust anybody if you're not hanging out with people? So in the process of certain situations, you can't. There's certain things you can't deal with within yourself, which is the idea of focusing on the whole thing. And that's why I sit here and say before, when you do love yourself unconditionally, it's easy to love everybody else. But it's also putting yourself in perspective and realizing that the love you've been looking for, as in partnership, when you reconnect with your, you know, with God, the angels, everything around you, that's leading you and guiding you in that certain direction, you realize that kind of love you've always gotten. It's just that you want it in the physical sense, as in another human being. But it really comes from getting that essence of deep love, comes from spiritual understanding of each other. It's actually being attracted to the essence of each other, not a physical sense. Because people sit and talk about attraction. That's great. But physical attractions don't last very long. And they have a tendency to be denounced and dispelled, and people talk about this, that, and the other, and we have two people who come together that love each other deeply and have this incredible deep love for each other. But then there's certain things on the outside that people don't understand, that, well, this guy said he's older than this girl, and that could work against them, and just not letting any outside force come into the situation.
But there has to be some form of carnal. I mean, I understand the spiritual enrichment of a relationship, but there has to be a balance. I mean, I have had very profound connections with people in a very spiritual level, quote-unquote, but I'm not even remotely attracted or want to kiss them or anything, and that's what I meant. I want somebody that is really will inspire me to want them back. Not so much, as friends. I mean, the friendship is great. I love that, and I value it, and I treasure it, and I embrace it. I'm looking for something that will really get my soul excited about something. And unfortunately, the people who have are not exactly, material for something that transcends, you know, just the excitement of the physicality. So I want that balance. So do you see that coming up for me?
Yes, I'm saying. It's like when you focus on the essence of two people attracting each other. The essence, I'll give you an example of me by the essence, okay? It's like focus on somebody that was in your past. And what happens
But the past, I already made peace with my past. I don't want anybody from my past at this point because I realized would I have married them, I would have been divorced by now because, you know, it was great during the time, but, you know, being there, done that, it's over, so what's next? I'm really excited to meet somebody wonderful that.
That's understandable. But see, what I'm saying to you is what sets the whole thing off is the idea of understanding what we're really being attracted to. Love is, in the true sense, is not a physical thing. It's an energy. So therefore, it has no thing like that. What I was trying to say was in the process of looking at a significant other that you had in the past, when you focus on that person, you can probably tell me everything about them. But the one thing you can't remember most of the time is his face or physical traits. But you can remember everything about them, who they are. Who they really are, the essence of who that person is.
Yeah, how you felt around them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what you felt, what you seen, what was the true essence of that person, not the ego, but who that person really was. The ego is something we make up about ourselves, or how we interpret the whole thing. It makes us easy to feel about the whole thing. We've seen this a lot with guys who sit and say, well, I'm this and this and this, and who are you? Well, I'm a person who likes this kind of car, does this. That's not who they are. The essence of who that person really is a loving, caring, nurturing, faithful, spiritual person who trusts his instincts, his intuition, and always knows which direction to go into and is comfortable in his own skin.
Right.
And that doesn't take that you have to have a Mustang in the freaking driveway. And what it says is the ideal, I'm comfortable no matter what situation I'm in. I know who I am. My job does not make up who I am. My car does not make up who I am. And the person I'm with doesn't really make up who I am. I am who I am, and when I come with that special person, we come together to create something totally different, more intense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah.
So we sit here and look at the situation. I'm saying to you that the idea of what you're looking for is coming into the situation, but like I said before, you know, I know you've come to peace with what's in your past, but make it something that's, when you look at it, it's like me looking at my screen when I don't see anybody on there. It's just gray. There's nothing to think about, nothing to remember, nothing to glass onto. And the reason I say that is because when we usually get with this, I've seen this before with great relationships of finding that significant person, that one person that we're meant to be with. And what happens is we get into situations that we think we've dealt with those things, and then we'll see something or we'll hear something that this other significant person says that we don't interpret because of what they've said and who they are.
we interpret because of what we've done and what another person did to us by saying the same words or did the same action or something like that. We have to put in perspective and trust the person that we're with that they have more intent, more sincerity behind what they say than other people have in the past. And if you catch yourself in a situation of doing that, I'm just saying, like you said, you come to peace with it. Just ask yourself if you're in a situation and you meet that right person. Are you going to let those things come to forefront and say, okay, well, this one person did this to me. Should I take caution of what's being said to me, or should I just take it for face value? And realistically, if you're trusting what you've done and the work you've done and the person you're bringing into your life, then you also have to trust the sincerity behind what they are doing because of the sincerity you put into it. A lot of us don't do that. The point where you start dwelling, we start putting wedges between us and the person we brought in. That's what we talked about before, about trusting ourselves and realizing what we've done, and also to take the responsibility for the manifestation we just brought into our lives. That means we just attracted who we are. So if it doesn't pan out the way we want it to, it's still one of those things we need to take a look at ourselves. Because sometimes the hardest thing to do is sit there and tell ourselves, what did I do to get that reaction? Right or wrong? And actually, if you look at the situation, the idea of looking at right and wrong, there is no such thing. You make a decision, and it goes the way it's going to go. Good and evil? Oh, yeah, good and evil does exist. But right and wrong, we make a choice to go down a path. There's many paths to choose from. And I'm just saying, with you, you've chosen a good path to go down. I'm just saying, make sure that, like I said before to you, the reason I keep even saying the thing about the past, because I feel like from what I'm picking up, from my abilities and what I'm being told, the past is very important in the sense of not existing and not letting those things dictate your actions when you get into a relationship, because they're basically telling me that they say soon. They say it's happening. And when I get that kind of indication, I just feel like you're definitely going to be experiencing something here in the next month and a half.
Oh, great.
But let go. Let go and look at the situation for what they are, because one thing I like to stress to people, when we get into new relationships, we have changed our thinking. We have changed our subconscious. Everything is different. So therefore, the person we bring into the situation is going to be different in the sense of what we want. But we have a tendency, for example, we have people who win the lottery, okay? Millions of dollars, but their mentality still is thinking in poverty, that they have to go buy things on credit, that they have to pay loans, they have to do this and that, not realizing they can just go out and buy what they want. And they have a tendency to still get them in debt. And next thing you know, the money that they manifested, instead of taking the responsibility for what they've manifested and using it and constructively, they're still thinking in a fearful way that they have to have all these things. And they do. And next thing you know, the money's actually worked against them to the point where they're more in debt now than they was before. So it's the ideal, not just in the money itself, but we have to change our thinking. We have to work with our subconscious. We have to make sure that the thinking and the thoughts that we have in there are going to be working with us and not against us. And that's right. The biggest thing I get here with the situation. So we're talking about a month and a half. And the reason I feel like a month and a half, because I feel like there's still some work that you have to do within yourself to get to that point. And then two people are going to be brought together where everything is going to come together in a good way. And also look at the situation. Because I feel like it's going to be something that's going to happen very quickly, very fast. And the reason it is because it's a good thing. When two people come together who are on the same page, everything seems to fall into place just very quickly. And it's one of those things to sit back and look at the situation and say, okay, if it's just speed that's freaking you out, then just realize that good things happen quickly. And that's another thing, too. You can't let, because we have a tendency to go back to the past and say, well, the last time I did this, let this happen. But look at the variables. It wasn't the speed. It was the person you were with. So we have to take all those things into account and say, okay, I'm not going to let those things happen. And we let those go, too. And we're going to look at this person who comes into our life just exactly what they're going to do. Because we're going to sit there and say, like I told the lady I was working with the day before I came on the air, just sit there and say to yourself simply, if you catch yourself in a situation where you're having, maybe you're a little bit angry about something, or maybe something just hasn't materialized fast enough, or maybe you just don't understand, just sit there and say to yourself, okay, God, the angels, help me to love and respect this person for who they are, and also to help me to love more every day. My friend told me that, and I swear every time I do that, it just, you can feel the energy with that. It's just so positive. Because you're trying to strive to love more. In the process of loving more, you're going to see people for who they are. And you're going to also respect and love them for just who they are, unconditionally, without a freaking doubt. If it doesn't work out, or if it does, because the situation is, in the process of loving some people unconditionally, when you come to that realization that you're not supposed to be together, then it's easier to sit there and let go and say, well, he's destined for somebody else and so am I. Okay? In the process of doing that, you will be directed into the right direction to find the person you're supposed to be with, because you just did a loving, nurturing thing for yourself and the person that you thought could have been the one. I don't feel like that's going to happen in the situation.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I can tell everybody else, please contact me for private sessions, because I'd like to get deeper into these situations where it's just not what we hear on the air, but also there are certain things that I don't think can be really done on the air.
Thank you so much.
It's up to you. Oh, you're welcome. And I really appreciate your call. And if you do you have any more questions you'd like to go before you ask? I mean, I can take things back.
Sure will.
Okay, so you're good. And if there's anything else you want to ask, go right ahead.
No, I think I really got a great amount of perspective. So thank you. You know, definitely. Thank you.
Well, I could tell everybody else, please call us back and give us an update. We really love to hear you.
I will. Thank you there.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're sitting here going over some things here, and I hope everybody was out there listening to what's going on, because I feel like if you're out there listening, you're there for a reason, so take it all in. We've had a lot of people come on the air who wanted to get readings, but in the process of hearing someone else's reading, got the answers they all the answers they needed, and sometimes they just want to come on the air and just say, hey, I was trying to figure out if you were actually talking about the person you're with, or were you, talking about me, and you were just indirectly picking up on me because I was sitting there waiting to get on. And what's going on is, it's like anything in the world. You have to sit there and look at the situation. And when things cross our paths, everything means something. Everything. And when we sit back and we're able to sit there and look at those things and see what's going on, the guidance that God and the angels are giving us are going to be so clear. That's why things happen so quickly when you get in that kind of position in your life where you know it's easier to make decisions and you start doing things very spontaneously. Some people say that's making decisions by the seat of your pants, but you also got to look at the person who's interpreting that too as well. Some people are just really too cautious. I think if you're too cautious, you do not have faith in yourself and what's going on. You're going to always constantly question things. And I think people don't realize in the process of questioning yourself and questioning everything going on around you, you're spending too much time on the questioning when you could be taking the same time and experiencing life and enjoying what's going on, good or bad. I mean, I'm looking back on situations that were really bad relationships, and we all think about those things too, saying, well, I don't think I'm ever going to get through this. But now here we are thinking about it. So we did get through it, but now here we are on the other side. Take those in consideration, that all those relationships that you went through were leading you where you are now. Because if you're thinking I should be somewhere else or I should be doing something else or whatever, you're right where you're supposed to be at. Because if you were meant to be somewhere else, you would be. But you're not. You're right here. So whatever's going on, live the moment. What is being said, what is being done, what you're experiencing at this moment is happening for a reason. So learn from it. So let's sit there and go on to our next caller. I'm looking at this name here. Licorice Mort, I think.
Yes, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, this is James. I talked to you, but it's been a long time.
Well, how you doing, James? Welcome to the show.
I have a question. I actually moved in March to a new location, and it's not what I expected it to be, and I was wondering if you see me like moving this year or next year to a different location.
Well, it comes to me, I feel like there's three moves to actually get to where you want to be. Okay, so it's like, yes, we do see something happening very quickly in the next, I keep getting 3 months.
3 months?
But I just want you to, because I want you to sit there and look at the situation. Everything is unfolding in front of you right now that you're saying you need to take a look at and learn from. This will also take the situation, the timing, what we're talking about here.
Yes.
It could change. It could change in your favor because you want things to move a bit faster because you're really, you're really tired.
Not that I'm tired. It's just that, I could say, I moved to an apartment And it's kind of in like the kind of public housing. You know what I mean? So it's not the cleanest environment and not the safest place to live.
Right.
And that's what I was want. That's why I asked you if you see a different move.
Yeah, I definitely see a different move, but like I said before, they keep talking about you need to learn from where you're at now. Why are you there? This is not a, it's like not looking at your, it's not like looking at you and denouncing you as a person. It's just the ideal where, why is this certain environment? It could be just the ideal of appreciation of some things in your own life because of the
Oh.
environment you're in. Because like what they said and said that certain things that you realize within yourself and what's going on at this moment will also speed things up along where you can actually get to where you need to be at.
Well,
But I'm just going, go
I
ahead.
will tell you, excuse me.
No, I said go ahead.
I will tell you that I met some nice people here, though.
Right.
I met some nice females here, you know, just friends, older females that are really nice. So, I mean, it opened me up to meet new people.
I was just
And
saying, with the situation, it's like, you know, sometimes it takes to, okay, I don't want to be here per se, but like you said, you met some nice people there. Would you say you've met some people that are giving you an idea of where you really do want to be at?
I don't think so. Maybe
Okay.
I still have to learn some things.
I do believe that's, like I said before, I got a 3 month period here of actually before you move. But I also get it could be a month. It's just the idea of looking at the situation because the reason I ask the question, because they keep saying there are people around you that can help you with that realization exactly what do you really want. And it's a clarification of a lot of things. Whoa, I got a phone ringing in my pocket. Anyway.
Now, if you can, like, if you have the time, I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead.
If you can,
No, go ahead.
I'm still looking for that one person, you know, a female. And the thing is that I know, like, I'm not picky, but I do know the kind of girl that would be good for me.
Okay.
And I guess that's the reason why in my past relationships. That's the reason why it didn't work out because I guess it wasn't in the cards yet for me. But
Right.
I know the kind of female that would be good for myself.
So what you're saying in the situation of these relationships that you were in, you actually saw the characteristics that you'd like in a
Yes.
partner.
I know the characteristics. I know the kind of woman, but I'm just wondering if it's like if she's coming.
No, the point, the one thing you have to realize is seeing that it may sound crazy, okay? The idea of seeing that there are women on this planet. This is supposed to be a clarification to you that you do have one for you too. But you also have to sit there and look at the situation of asking that question, is there somebody for me? In the process of saying, is there somebody for me, you're putting doubt out in the
Oh, I'm
universe.
sorry. I know that there's somebody for me, but I just haven't met her yet.
Exactly. So therefore what you need to do is just live your life. And these people that are around you, it seems like it's more of a clarification of more characteristics of what you would like to have in a woman. But it's also the idea of, whoa. It's also in the process of, we have a little carnival here. It's like looking at the situation and going, okay, enjoy these friendships that you have. In the process of enjoying these friendships, it makes it easier that when you meet the right person, to enjoy that relationship for what it is, because in relationships, as in the romantic type, there's more to them than just romance. There's friendships. There's, you know, just all kind of characteristics. And it's like, in particular with mine, it's like looking at the characteristics and making sure I was actually those things too as well. Like if I'm looking for a deep, loving, caring, nurturing, you know, sensual, sexual, and just kind
Oh,
of like putting it out there.
yeah,
You know, when
for
you sit here and say I'm not picky, I get the impression I got was be picky. What do you want?
Oh, I know what I
Not one of those
want.
things.
See, I'll tell you what I want. I want somebody that will love me for who I am, but who does a girl that doesn't have a problem with drinking or drugs. I would
Okay,
prefer
something
somebody.
like
I would prefer somebody that didn't drink or you know, I would prefer somebody that didn't do those things. Because
well,
I don't
so
do those things.
Okay, but let me put it out there real quick, okay? Now, what you want to do is you don't want to do that. You want to sit here and focus on nothing but the things that you want. You don't want to focus on drinking, drugs, and that kind of stuff. Because if you find a person who is truly a deep, loving person, more likely they don't have those problems.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, because people drinking and drugs and that kind of stuff are suppressing feelings. They don't want to deal with life. They don't want to deal with those kind of feelings or deal with anything that goes along with it. I mean, they got this reaching out to everyone. We all have that. I mean, the human race wants companionship. And there's a constant reaching out. But people who have a tough time with emotions and that kind of stuff have a tendency to find things to suppress them. We have people who eat too much. We have people who drink too much, drugs, and whatever goes along with it. But they all seem to have one thing in common. They're looking for that divine love. So therefore, in the process of looking for that, we have companionship. They're looking for it. So the idea of a woman who can actually unconditionally love, and we were sitting there before with the last person we were talking to, that we need to sit there and just, I mean, when this lady came on my show and told me this, it was so empowering because it helped out a lot just to sit there and say that I love and respect the world and everybody in it for who they are. And just ask God and the angels to help you do that and also help you to love more every day. In the process of loving more every day, that love is going to attract you exactly what you need, want, and desire. And
you know, that's right.
I'm just saying, that's the category. I mean, relationships is in there. But we were sitting there talking about on the show, there's actually, if you go in the archives and look for the show, we were talking about the angel of unconditional love. And we're also talking about the angel of loving relationships. Now, if you notice, it doesn't say the angel of romantic loving relationships. It says the angel of loving relationships. So basically what we're talking about here is loving relationships. So every relationship in your life affects you in the process of what you're trying to accomplish, which is the idea of finding that one person. We could put a lot of characteristics on it, but the big thing is what you're looking for is someone to love you unconditionally.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's what I'm looking for.
So love. Just go out there and love unconditionally. Love and respect everyone. We were sitting talking about this, too, about the Ten Commandments. If you sit and look at the Ten Commandments, do you really know what the Ten Commandments is? You have to have a sign in your freaking front yard and says, hey, I know the Ten Commandments. Whoop-dee-freaking-do. But if you sit there and I was reading in the Bible, it talks about Jesus says the biggest commandment is to love. You know? If you love everybody, love yourself, love unconditionally, everything and anything that comes in your list, you would not break the Ten Commandments. First of all, because you love everybody, you would not do those things to those people. And plus, you would also love yourself to the point where you don't have to go steal someone's life or steal someone's car. You don't have to do those things because basically all that kind of love in your life, more than likely you've attracted everything into you, and you're probably a happy, fulfilled person. And that's what it's all about. Yes. Now, we sit here and look at this planet. Is that possible? Yes, it is. And if you can't find that, then I would question the friends that you do have around you that don't bring that into your life. And also sit here and make a decision right now. What do you want to be in your life? You want to be happy? If you want to be happy and there's people in your life that don't conform to that, there's nothing wrong with you sitting here saying, well, you can't associate with these people because it interferes with what you're trying to do, be a happy, loving person.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. I have people like that. I have actually two people, but I don't really hang out with them all that much anymore.
I'm just saying, with the situation, you got to look at those things. Is that one of the things that's hindering you? Because if you go into a direction and make sure that you do that, and those people are no longer part of your life, you got to look at the situation that by your decision to be happy, those people are not in your life, not because of your decision, it's because of their decision not to be. You know, they want to hang on to certain things, and they're not used. But I always sit here and say, everybody's like an example to everybody. So if you're a loving, happy person and you have this person that comes in your midst, they're going to be in your midst for a while because basically that's what they want too. But if they're not going to listen, they're not going to take the example of what's being laid before them, then that's what happens is you make the decision to move forward. We can say sacrifices, but why should we say sacrifices? We make choices every day. And the choices, it's like going down a path and you choose to go down a different path. Well, those people on that path are still there. But since you chose to go down a different path, they're not going to be a part of that path. So have you really given anything up, or just have you gone a different direction? They're no longer part of it. So, you know, I don't know about the sacrifice thing. I think it's a human trait to justify and explain what's going on when it could just be simply saying, okay, love is love. Just move on. and see what's all about, and see what it is to be happy. It does exist, and we're always constantly chasing after it, so therefore it must exist, huh?
Yeah, you know what? That's funny. I was thinking about that. You actually brought up something about friends that I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you very much. I understand completely what you're telling me.
There you go. I'm just saying, James, it's like you're looking for that relationship. You got to live it. You can't really be happy. You can't really find a person to be happy with, and you can't find that loving person unless you're a happy, loving person yourself. It's like the idea of trying to attract abundance in your life. If you
actually, we'll tell you, I'm a pretty happy person, and I always try to look at the bright side of everything.
Right. I'm just saying, James, I want you to sit there and think about what we've talked about and the things you're doing. I think you mowed over a lot of things in your life in the first place, and I just want you to continue to do that. And because I feel like I've done this before in the last couple of days, and it's just like a lot of things are coming for everybody. It's just the idea we don't want to give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
Whoa.
It's amazing how no one calls me all freaking day. Now everyone wants to call me. Seriously, James, I feel like once in your life, the idea of what you're looking for, it's like a lot of people I've done work with. It's going to be that one significant person taking and making a decision to be happy and just really love unconditionally, you'll start attracting a lot of different things in your life, and you're going to feel a whole lot better about yourself. And try that. I mean, I recommend for everybody to sit down out there and just go, and just ask God and the angels to help you love and respect the people that are in your life, and actually maybe even love and respect yourself, and then just ask God and the angels to help you love even more every day. And just try to do that, where you just, when you meet people, try to see them, try to look for, we had this before, we were talking about, look for the God essence in everybody, look for God in everybody, but you have to find that within yourself too, so therefore when you go out in the world, you're going to see that.
I hear your phone going nuts.
I know, it's one of those situations where I was like, okay, it's good to be wanted. But definitely, James. And like I tell everybody else, I want you to give us a call back and give us an update on what's going on. I feel like in a month and a half, you're going to be coming back and telling us something different. So keep in touch. And like I tell everybody else, you know, get a chance, get a private session with me. And because I think sometimes there's a lot of things we need to do, and private sessions seem to be more of a suitable place to do that, you know, really get deep into these situations we're talking about. So you have any more questions before you go? I know you had that one, but I just feel like a lot of things are for you.
I'm not sure if this is true, but somebody told me that I was going to be getting money but sometime this month. And they told me, when I asked them again, they said, is it the end of the month yet? So I don't know.
What you need to do with the situation is take the information you got and go, okay, fine, thank you. And then tell yourself, I've done this a couple of times where you just kind of put it in perspective. What you need to do in situations like that, instead of dwelling on the money coming to you, you got to put yourself in a situation of being open to it. Which what I used to do is I would just sit there and tell myself, money is coming to me easily and frequently now.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, I was working for this carnival, and I had this boss. He's like, he can be one of the meanest people in the world, and just his attitude and stuff. And I was going over to the store, and I was counting my change so I could see if I'm getting, so I could get me a muscle milk. And I was counting my change out to see if I could
actually muscle milk.
Yeah, so in the process of doing that, I was looking down to count my money, and I was waiting for the light to turn so I could actually cross the street. I look up, and there's my boss and one of the guys I work with. And he looked at me, he's like, hey, he said, you just got paid 2 days ago. Is all the money you have left? I said, yeah. I said, I got bills. He looks at me, and he's like, And then he gave me $20 and said, look at it as a gift. Don't spend it. Don't spend it all in one place. And, next thing you know, he was gone. That happens all the freaking time, man. So, I usually trace it back to what I did that morning. And usually it was just something of declaring. One morning, I just sat there and said, you know, money is not my supply. God is my supply. He's the one who supplies, and he's everything that goes with the situation. Or it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't exist. And next thing you know, all this stuff starts popping in my freaking lap. So,
taking consideration.
So, thank you. I understand everything that you told me. That's all the questions that I have.
All righty. Well, you have a good night. And like I said before, check in with us and give us an update on how your life is going and how things are going, and give us that good news. And you have a great night. Okay, James?
Oh, thank you very much. Could you keep me on hold?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll put you right back on hold. No problem. I can find you. There you are. We'll put you back on hold. Okay, James? Have a good one. All right, we're going to sit here and play a song real quick. My favorite song by Styx called Crystal Ball. We'll be right back after this word from, well, I guess we'll say Styx. So listen to the music. It's a really cool song.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through ceaseless streams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
we're back in our little break here. I hope you enjoyed that music. Now we're going to be going back to our callers here in about 5 seconds here, but we got some meditations I actually want to read. I actually read this today myself, which I think will help a lot of you guys, especially when it comes to relationships. And it's the idea of what we talked about before about loving unconditionally, which is the hardest thing, it seems like, for a lot of people to do when you sit there and say, well, this woman did a lot of things to me in the past. But we need to let go of those things. So what we're going to do here, I'm going to read this meditation to you real quick, and we'll go right back to the callers, okay? How it goes, it's in a book. And actually, if you go on my website, you'll see that there are books and cards and stuff on the page itself. And this is one of the books. It's basically called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. He's a best-selling author of The Angels Within Us, which is actually an explanation of a lot of angel work, too. And you should check that book out as well. Amazon.com's got some really good deals. I actually got some of these books for like 49 cents with a little shipping and handling. But check it out. And what this is like working with the angels and relationships. And it goes something like this. What it says here is, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and the harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. And I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. So you see, we're not really focusing on that meditation as any certain person. Okay, there's no certain person we're talking about. Because if you look at the situation, it says, today I send love to this world. I love unconditionally. And I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So therefore, what you're doing is you're looking at, watching the news, whatever it is, and seeing people and loving them, no matter what. I love the completeness I am. The I am is the ideal of realizing the God essence within yourself. The selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. The God essence, God, the connection we all always had. We just need to acknowledge it and make sure that we do every day. And that's usually the ideal thankfulness, what we do, who we are, what we have. I usually do it myself. I sit there and say, you know, thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. And then we go on where it talks about God. We all share as our eternal reality. So the reality of the whole thing is the idea of that real, deep love. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. So it doesn't matter what your neighbors have done. You've already declared in the first part of this that you're going to love everybody, no matter who they are or what they've done to you. You're going to love. You are a loving person. So therefore, you continue to be who you are. For we are one. We're all connected. We're all one from one source. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely. And that love returns to me in bountiful measure. You see, the situation is no manipulation. It's just the idea of loving. And in the process of just loving unconditionally, it automatically comes back to you. So there's nothing you have to do but just make sure that you are in that state of lovingness. And it says, I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. So therefore, you're saying to yourself, I am worthy of it, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. So therefore, in the process of loving and being unconditionally loving to everyone and everything, when it comes back to you, you accept that because that is exactly what you put out there. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and the harmony that exist between us. If we focus on harmlessness and harmony, that's exactly what we get. So everything in your life that continues to stay in your life will balance itself out because of that focus on harmlessness and harmony. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. So therefore, what it's focusing on is those traits. And as long as you focus on those traits and love unconditionally, that's exactly what you'll get. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And what this means is in the situation of love and joy and mutual understanding is true friendship, is the respect that you're going to have a friend who's going to walk and do things that maybe you don't agree with, but to have that understanding and to love and have that kind of joy to understand that we cannot interfere with another person's path and the decisions they make. We can be there to be understanding, to be supportive, if it works out or if it doesn't work out. And true friends will always be there, no matter what you do or what you don't do. Same thing with family. And it goes on to say, and I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in the bond of love and ecstasy. Now you see the first part here, it says, I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share. So therefore, it goes on to say, who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give, which is overflowing as well. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. So we're not talking about twin flames here. Well, we're talking about twin flames here. We're not talking about soulmates. So love is everything. Oh, how I love love. So in the process, what it says at the end, we're thinking, oh, this person's in love with love itself. No, if you are love and you love yourself and you focus on nothing but loving and being a loving person, and what you're saying is, I love love. I love myself. So therefore, in the process of loving myself, I love everyone and everything. So that is from the book Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. It's John Randolph Price, and I really recommend you check this book out. There's also a couple other things I think we might read out of there too, where it's talking about and working with angels to actually heal and cleanse yourself as well, to where you can be open more to what's actually going to happen. Alrighty, so let's go on to, let's see what we got going on here. Let's go on to our next caller, which is 618. Welcome to the show. How are you? And tell everybody what your name is.
I'm doing good. My name is Captain Prack. I've got a question. What angels do you use for what you do?
Well, these are the main angels I work with. They're Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. That's the
ideal
that I do is relationships related.
Okay, and can you see them?
Can I see them?
Yes.
Well, first of all, let's get to the root of the problem. Well, I wouldn't say problem, but let's get to the root of the situation we're talking about here. And maybe we should just get directly and ask you, what are you getting at?
Well,
I know you're calling. And you're
I'm just wondering if you see them or not. I'm an exorcist myself, and this kind of thing is right up my alley. I've spoke with many people who are psychics and mediums, and they're able to see the angels and the spirits that they deal with, and I can prove to them that they're not from God, and that what they're dealing with is not the real Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and all that.
Okay, so what's the situation? Have you worked with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael yourself?
Nope, I sure have. If you can see them, would you tell somebody that? Is this something that you're hiding?
Hiding? No,
yeah.
I'm not hiding anything.
Okay. Can you see them?
I'm just saying with the situations and that kind of stuff, the ideal of actually telling everybody exactly what I wanted to actually make them feel people feel comfortable. I think they have issues they got to deal with themselves, and are the ideal of having that fear.
Right. But
I understand
the
situation. I'm just going to sit there and say this right out. If you come on the show to basically where you just want to sit there and tell me that
the people and the entities and stuff that I'm working with that are not who they are and that kind of stuff.
Not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that some people have been deceived, and if you can see them, I can show you what their real names are if they aren't Raphael and Michael.
Of course you can. You're going to sit here and ask me if I can see the angel,
right,
what is written on his arm, or
right,
what is written on his chest. And the ideal of working with situations of just the whole thing itself. There are certain signs that some people see that they can tell if there's real or not. So therefore, they're not being deceived.
Okay. Can you see what's written on their arm?
Well, the one thing I see with Archangel Michael is on his chest plate, it says love.
Okay. Now, in the Bible, you do go by the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay. In God's armor, the breastplate is supposed to say righteousness, right?
I'm not saying it doesn't, but it says
okay.
In the Bible. I'm just saying, and the idea of love, righteousness would fall in the same category, wouldn't you think?
No, but okay, but in God's armor, it explains the breastplate of righteousness. It doesn't say a breastplate of love.
Okay.
And if it's one of God's angels, he would have the right armor on. Can you see his sword?
Yeah, I see his sword.
Do you see what is written on his sword?
Can I see what's on his sword?
The opposite of love.
So on the sword it would say hate.
Yeah. Is that what it says?
See, the one thing I'm having a problem with is the situation of being, and, you know, I understand where you're coming from. If I was coming on a show or something like that, I would want to make sure that the people I'm dealing with are actually the true thing.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying, but you've actually been on this show. And we've had the same conversation.
Right.
And basically.
And do you think that God's angels would have the names hate on their sword?
Would they or would they not?
I'm asking you.
You know, to be honest with you, I feel like in the situation of having this conversation, we had this before, and first of all, if there's something in the situation, and I remember this before, where you said you came to me to give me a message.
Right.
Of the people I was dealing with and the stuff like that and the things that have been going on. And I understand that. But I also don't feel like the format of this show is a format for you to come on and give me the messages and the information that you need to do. I think it's something that we need to sit down and discuss between the two of us.
Okay, you never got a hold of me after the show last time.
That's true, too.
Right.
But at the same time,
I'll give you my personal cell phone number. How about that?
Okay.
And I'll give it to everybody here, 618-923-1559.
Okay. All right.
And it would be really good to talk to you about this because I can prove to you that they are not from God.
Okay. I should go to God's room. Hold on for 618.
Yep, 923-1559. And the phone number at my office is 618-932-3419.
Okay.
And anybody can call them numbers if they got questions about it.
And your first name?
My first name is Captain.
Captain?
Captain, C-A-P-T-A-I-N.
Okay. Like I said before, I'd tell you the truth. First, I'd like to have this conversation in private.
Okay. That's no problem. Give me a call.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go on to our next caller. Area code 616. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I'm just really having trouble. Some of these guys who come on the air and they talk that kind of thing and say you're not dealing with angels that are actually angels of God, and you're sitting there talking. You remember the conversations you're having, and you're helping people to basically be more loving people, and I don't understand that concept. Then how, you know, why would the devil want people to be loving and more caring and actually unite to honor God, the angels, heaven itself, to the point where he would be belittled? He sure didn't get no attention out of that one. He basically wants everybody to really, I mean, I'm sure that there's a situation of bringing the world together in peace. I've heard that. But I also heard what's going to happen in the process of that happening, and it doesn't seem like it's a pretty picture.
Mm,
it's somebody coming
all.
In to rescue. Right, Rafi's going to come in, cause chaos in the world. He's going to come in, and he's going to basically bring everybody together in peace. But he caused the chaos in the first place. So if we're sitting here trying to counteract that chaos, to maybe even, you know, change the outcome, then that kind of really bugs me that we're not working with the right angels. And like he's saying before, you know, what do you see when you see Archangel Michael? I really don't see any words at all. All I see is the presence, the idea of working with the angel itself to actually help people to go, okay, we're going to cut loose the cords that you have attached to everything in your life, so therefore you can move on to actually have a productive, loving life, love everybody unconditionally, and then realize the source. What is the source? What is the source? You trace it down to the center, and it's God. And God is the source who created everything. This makes it easier for everybody to understand that you don't own anything on this planet. It's all been given to you. And it even says in the Bible, everything will be given to you. So therefore, you can have a happy, productive life on this planet. But if you choose not to go that route, you have that choice to do as well. And people have a tendency to go that route. And Adam went that way. Well, I would say Adam went that way. It's kind of like you look at the picture, you're looking at Eve, and she's saying, hey, man, try this out. Of course, I think Adam knew. We've all been in relationships before where we knew this woman we were with, not telling us the truth, but we still went along with it anyway. So the consequences that she went through, we also suffered too, but we have no one to blame but ourselves. So I'm just saying with the situation, we're trying to counteract the whole thing, go, okay, we're actually really spiritual beings. This human side that we've been experiencing, we don't really have to experience it to the point where we have to punish ourselves. But most of us, when we do things, we feel guilty about the whole thing. We take it one step further, and we torture ourselves by self-punishment. I think people can be harder on themselves than anybody else can be hard on them. And I think those things have been acted for a reason. So therefore, we can actually come out on the other side as more loving, productive people to actually see things just that way. So therefore, things change. And I'm sorry, dear, but what is your name? And we kind of diverted off the thing there for a minute. But
It's okay. C.
Your name is C?
Yes. And I was kind of wondering about, like, the current situation and where it's basically going.
Now, the present situation you're talking about. In the situation, you're kind of, you know, just tell me some things. You got your name, which actually, you know, I think you're giving us an initial, right?
Why?
Okay. Okay, what's that?
Why?
Okay, so the person you're involved with is a guy, right?
Right.
And his first initial is Y.
Right.
Why? I don't know. I just want to say that. I was just coming out. That was funny. But see, we look at the situation. Just give me his birthday and your birthday.
Six 30. 90 and then
1686. What was the last one?
Oh, 1686.
9? What do you say it was? 9?
Oh,
1986.
One, oh, sorry, it's 101686.
Okay, so, okay. For some reason, things are going to stick with me. I got the 86, because so, I keep seeing September.
Oh.
I Okay, well, I'm just saying with your current situation. I see a lot of things going on here. It's almost like we have this lack of trust in each other. I mean, the 86 is you and the 90 is him.
Right.
Okay. And I just want to sit here and stress you that no one will ever know who you are. With the situation, you're actually what you're asking for if you'll get what you want. The thing I keep getting the most is you won't get what you want, but you'll definitely get what you need. The situation you're talking about here, I keep focusing on the Mr. 90 here, and it just seems like he has a tendency to be more of I just want to sit here and say he's an ass. And we have someone in the background who's laughing. That is, I'm just saying it. One of those things about the situation is I try to keep everything on this side quiet. Everybody has
right.
respect me and calls in. And to be honest with you, I would just like to have the same in return.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, no problem. I'm just saying, with him, just like I said before, he's an ass. A lot of times, it's like there's certain things. It's almost like wanting everybody else to change, but has no intention to do so himself. What do you think? It does indicate that there's a change coming. When I sit here and look at the situation, it keeps saying no. And it's like you want something with him, and it just keeps like it comes to me as saying no. I don't see that happening the way you. I would sit here and say the way you fantasize about it. I look at the situation as I don't know if people have said this to you before, but you can do better. I'm curious about who the heck was laughing in the background.
I'm trying to get that resolved. Sorry about that.
Say it one more time. You said you kind of like it. You distorted. The right word. You're fuzzy. That's all I can say. I know it's like television, but I'm just saying it's just the fuzziness. Just repeat it one more time. What do you want?
Just basically like something where like I can just, you know, be myself and I don't know. Yeah, like
what? No, that's what I was talking about the situation. You really have a tough time being yourself around this guy. You want to let down you want to let down. You want to let go. You don't want to feel fearful that if you do, that the person you're with will walk away. You want to have some faith in the person you're with. And I just feel like with the guy you're talking about, sometimes we have to sit here and think about the situations we're talking about. I had a woman sit here and say, this guy is just not acting like I want him to. Now, the problem with that whole situation is he's never going to. Because he is who he is. And they sit there and talk about individuality, which a lot of women sit there and talk about quite a bit. But they don't have, the ones I'm not going to say everybody because I don't know every woman in the world. But the ones that I do know that do that sometimes have a tendency to have one problem. They want somebody to love them for who they are, but they have a tough time doing it. So just look at the situation you're talking about and say, okay, if you can't be yourself, then you really can't love this guy the way you want to because you're not being yourself. So therefore, question the situation and ask yourself, realistically, what do you want out of the situation with this person you're wanting to be with? Is it something that you see within him that you would, why can't he be like that because I see it? Maybe you have to come to the realization that he's not going to be that person because he's just not there yet. And the person you're really looking for that you want to be with is not in him. But to see the things that you're focusing on and the thing you're fantasizing about, see, we're not saying that the things you want to fantasize about and the kind of life you want to have with him is wrong. We're saying look at the situation of the person you're focusing on because those things that you do want, you can have, but they might not be with him. And that's the thing to look at, the situation of loving and honoring and respecting yourself. Because if you don't, then people are not going to either. And I do feel like in certain situations with this Y guy, I kind of could have a different name than Y, just kind of like really kind of sets a freaking comedy skit. Anyway, with the situation of Mr. Y, he just seems like he has a tendency to disrespect you in certain aspects. And I'll give you an example, okay? There's like some people, the woman will sit there and say, I have a problem with this, this, and this, and this. And he'll sit there and say, I don't see no problem. Now, see, what he's doing is he doesn't see a problem. But there's definitely a problem there because she's mentioning it to him. He can't bring himself to the point of actually looking at it from her point of view to see that there is a problem. He doesn't denounce him as a man. She's just saying she has some problems that she wants to sit there and talk about. And what he needs to do is sit down and talk about it. So in the process of looking at her and dismissing it, he's disrespecting her because he's not taking her seriously. So therefore, you have to look at the situation. What kind of person is he? Is he self-centered? Or is he just a person who can't see you because it's just not meant to be? So that's what I'm saying about the situation. The fantasy is not wrong. What you want's not wrong. It's just the ideal of the situation you're looking at, of hoping for a person to give you that. When in the process of hoping, you're not getting it. I feel like in the situation you're talking about, certain things should have already happened, and they haven't. And in the process, what I said before about being with somebody else because you can do a whole lot better, it's just your ideal spawning a thought to make you think. You know, to do better means to honor yourself instead of settling, going after exactly what you want. If I could do one thing out there to get people to think about that and say, okay, you're going to sit here and think about the things that you're going to compromise, or you're going to sit there and go, okay, things that you're willing to accept, or are you going to actually go out and get what you want? Are you going to let the world dictate you to say, okay, this is what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to sit there and go, no, I feel like I'm being led into a direction, I'm getting exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So think about that. All right?
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's true. What you just said is absolutely true. And I didn't quite understand why. At some point I even thought maybe it was, maybe it was just some kind of interpretations or maybe seeing things for, what they were not necessarily. But to hear you say that, it just, it clicks, it just, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does. And I think, it's, for me it's important to have that confirmation because, at least now, I can look at something else or I can, mm-hmm. Move forward.
Like I said before, we're sitting talking about this, you've been listening in, we've been talking about the one phrase I've been telling everybody they should try. It's the idea of asking God's, I guess you call it a prayer or a meditation, where you're asking God and the angels to basically help you respect and love that person for who they are, to love the world and respect the world for exactly who they are, and to help you love more each day. I just feel like when you start really putting it out there and being true to yourself and being honest and trying to really strive for those things, then everything falls into place and everything that you wanted and everything and the whole situation has a tendency to play itself out. And even the people you're thinking about and this particular person and that kind of stuff have a tendency to show their true colors and you see things exactly where they are because you're seeing those things. And you're also loving and respecting him for who he is. And then who he is will be presented to you so clearly. You know, like they always say before, nothing can be held in the dark. Everything in the dark comes out into the light. Everything will be exposed. Everything, the truth is the truth.
Right.
So therefore, the situation is like you, it's like looking at the situation and going, okay, I already know who this person is. I know what it's all about. It's just the ideal, you getting true and honest with yourself. You truly cannot love anybody out there and have true love until you truly love yourself. There's a lot of truths in that phrase, but it's true. So try it. So think about that. I'm just saying, try that technique, try those little things, and then give us a call back and tell us how things have turned out.
Hi.
It's one of those things. It's just one of those things, you know, that we have to. Because I've had this a couple of times being a personal trainer too, and when you sit here and sit down with people and they look at things and they see things where they are, but they're still asking for help because what they see is not helping them. It's the ideal having the courage and the strength to sit there and walk away from the norm in favor of what you feel the direction is to go into. And you can't see what's going to happen, but you feel like the way you need to go. So therefore, you have to honor yourself and just listen to the guidance and go. And I think it really rings true to what you're going through right now. If we look at the situation, the guy that you're talking about and how things are going to go, but something he's telling you to move forward. When you move forward, I think a scary thing here is you've put yourself into a situation where you felt like this was the person. It's hard to sit there and admit to yourself that you just might be wrong. So it's one of those things when you put yourself out there and just love unconditionally and look at the person and love them and respect them for who they are, that what is true, you will see. And it's almost like looking at the situation and going, okay, I was right in the true sense. And so instead of looking at the situation and go, there was something inside you said that he wasn't the one. But your ego keeps telling you, no. He's the one. So realistically, when you look at the situation and honor yourself, you were always right. You just wasn't listening. Now you're sitting there telling yourself, I want to go a different way, which is the ideal of listening to the guidance. And like we were saying before at the beginning of the show, people keep saying second-guessing themselves. So God's been talking to you the whole time, saying this is what you need to do, this is the direction. You're just not listening. You're second-guessing yourself, looking at other things. So, you know, God always says, the ideal, you're asking for what's best for you. What's in your best interest? What is good for you? Is this person good for you? And things are still not falling into place. So I think we should listen to the answer that's happening here, that the actions are pretty much dictating that the lack of action, what we're looking at here. So, because I'm just saying to you right now, if you sit there and looked at the situation and loved and honored yourself right now, would you or would you not walk away?
It comes to the show where we ask the question, the real question.
So it's one of those things, sweetie. You don't have to sit here and tell us, but it is a question that needs to be asked.
I mean, that's one of the things why I called, is because I'm still, you know, trying to have the answer for that, and because on one side I'm wondering if, you know, I'm kind of doing like a review of, you everything that took place, and I'm trying to find ways to improve. But at the same time, I don't want that to be a jeopardy to myself. So I'm trying to strike for that, you know, for that balance, but I don't really know where to draw the line and where to say, you know, okay, maybe, you know, this is a little too far in the, you know, interpretation or whatnot, and what, you know, like just making a difference between what's actually, you know, real and what's maybe in the realm of interpretations and, you know, fears and all of that.
Well, you know, seriously, with the situation, then you have to take that into consideration, don't you? And we all are looking for that one thing that we need to focus on. And I'm just saying, that's your thing. That's your, because you're sitting telling yourself there's some things I need to look at. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to take time and honor yourself and look at those things. And the process of looking at those things, also tell yourself and be truly honest and say, hey, when I do see what I see, I'm going to face it. I'm going to confront it. I'm not going to run away from it. And the situation, like I said before, there's some things that when you go in, when you go within yourself and you start looking at these things, you just got to take it seriously. Because these things are definitely going to change your life. They're going to change the course that you're going in, the whole thing. And that's the important thing. But we have to take the, we have to sit and tell ourselves flat out that when I do this, I'm going to be honest with myself and take it for face value of what I see. Because when you sit and look at the situation, we had this lady who came on in the earlier show that was talking about the situation she was in, and I have a lady I did a reading for earlier in the show where it's like one of those things of realizing that, why haven't two people come together? Well, there's some kind of block that's blocking them from coming back together. So we look at the situation and go, some people sit here and talk about God is making me mad. No, God is not making you mad. It's a realization of what he's pointing out to you. What you see is a reflection of you that you're just, maybe at one point you wasn't ready to look at. Well, if you're asking the questions and it's being presented to you, it's happening right now. So therefore, it is what it is. So what are you going to do? You know, the idea of manifestations, we talk about take the responsibility for your manifestations, but it's also when you sit there and look at things and you say, I want things to change. In the process of asking that question, you're also manifesting a different outcome and a different path and a different direction. So are you...
I mean, basically, I was just hoping things to change, especially with, you know, like...
Well, realistically, sweetie, they can change, but they have to start within you. See, you can look at the guy and go, well, I wish he would change. I wish he would do this. I wish he'd do that. Well, maybe what the situation is, it's pointing you to go inwards because you're looking for the answer. You're looking for a solution. The solution and the answer you're looking for is within you, not within him. There's nothing you can do for him. Those are the things he has to do for himself. But we all know for a fact that when you start changing things within yourself, for some reason, the things around you start changing as well. So therefore, that's where it begins. If we sit here and focus on one thing, there's another meditation, like I said before, we're sitting here focusing on the one where we ask God and the angels to help us love and respect the person we're talking about, and also to help us love more every day. But we also sit here and take one of the meditation where we focus, we sit down, we bow our head, and we focus on the essence behind our heart. Everybody wonders how can we feel this energy within ourselves around that area, and it's been known that that's where the God essence is, that's the spirit, the center of the soul, where God communicates to us, where we feel like, okay, when they say follow the heart, they're saying follow the love. And it's the idea of follow God, who's directing the direction, because he's not going to sit there and talk to you through your head. If he's a loving God and he's trying to get through to you in a loving way, he's not going to go through. He's not going to do it logically because, first of all, he's not. The way people look at it, it's not a logical thing. It's something they can't touch or feel, so it's not logical. So he's going to go through. What else is there that we do believe in that we have a tendency to spontaneously follow through with love? So he's going to come through to your heart. That's what it means by follow your heart. Your heart is leading you into a direction to be more of a loving person, more caring, to also be with a more loving, caring person too as well, to share your life with. And most, we've also seen people come together in situations like that too as well to contribute to something to this world. If you are a happy, loving person, you don't have to do a major thing like start your own, you know, spiritual quest or something like that or spiritual outreach, but by you being a happy, loving, caring relationship and couple, you just contribute to the happiness and the love and the joy of this world. Just on that simple note, that turns the masses and mass consciousness. You could be the one person or the one couple that actually turns that to where this planet starts turning to the point of focusing more on love, compassion, and just the unconditional love that we've been looking for in everybody and everything. Because if you sit and look at things right now, listen to the callers that have been calling in and the shows we've been doing. Everybody's having a hard time letting go of the past. They're having a hard time being loving, caring people, not realizing that in the process of focusing on those things that they don't like about that person or can't be a forgiving person, they're not focusing on the love. They're not focusing on themselves. They're focusing on those certain situations that happened or certain things that didn't happen or that person is not acting the way I think he should. You should ask yourself, that's an egotistic thing if you ask me. This person is not doing what I think he should do. And realize that if you're going to love and respect somebody for who they are, they're going to do things that you're not going to like. Mm-hmm. But can you still love them for it? And if you come to that point in your life where you can, then you are a person who's growing and going in the right direction. And you are going to be with somebody that you're going to share your life with. And if that person that you've been focusing on is not a part of that whole thing, that's just telling you right then and there. You just prove to yourself that love does exist. It just wasn't with that person. And that person who presented themselves in a certain way might be just as phony as if you've been sitting there and you can't forgive either. Because, you know, I think we're all naturally loving people. So if we're not being ourselves, then we're being phony. And then to come to that point to realize that maybe I'm not being a loving person and I'm being phony, that's just a place to start. Not to condemn ourselves, but to change right there in that moment. You know, that's the moment it was experienced, in the moment. So you change right there, right then, and say, okay, not just the idea of making myself a better person, but making this world a better person, better place of everybody coming together and realizing that's what it's all about. Love is the most important thing on this freaking planet. And if we don't sit there and take that in consideration, then the one person that could turn it around could be us. That one factor. That shouldn't put a lot of pressure on you. It just shows you that what you can do within yourself and what are you going to do about it. So you need a lot of things to think about and a lot of things you want to do yourself. But you got to be honest with yourself and say, okay, the only way you're going to turn this situation around is to focus on you. But at the same time, also focus on the source and where you came from. You know, it says flat out that all the things, if you read the Bible, really, really read the Bible, it's talking about all the things in there are talking about how to protect you. And also point out how much of a loving God is, to the point of putting things out there and saying, okay, the only person that you should be mad at right now, but things are not going the way they should be, is you. Because you have the power, because you've been given the power to do so. It's like, look at the situation. What did Jesus come back for? To remind you of who you are. Of all the things inside you, all the things that you have the capability of doing, all the things that you have things. But if you look at the idea of Adam before he lost his ability to realize his potential too as well, he had dominion over this whole planet. We also talk, I talk about astrology too. Astrology, I love astrology. But see, it's one of those things of pointing these things out to everybody to realize if we have dominion over everything, that's just not this planet. More than likely, since God created everything, this planet, the universe, everything that goes with it, we have dominion too. That's our birthright. So if you want to sit back and let the world walk all over you and dictate how you're going to go and that kind of thing, the only person you have to do is blame yourself. And that's what a lot of us do. And then the process of realizing it, then we want to sit there and instigate all this guilt on top of us, not realizing that on the process of doing all these things, instead of realizing our birthright and just realizing at that moment the realization that we can turn things around that quick too, as much as they are out of control and out of balance. But I stress to everybody, you read the books, do the meditations, that kind of stuff. But you're going to have to come to a point in your life to realize that the idea of all this information and stuff that people have handed out to us came from another source too. God and the angels give these people this information to give you as well. But you need to take it one step further, just taking the information to realize the power you have to turn your life around. And what are you going to do? We can sit there and say, this guy's a problem. We can sit there and say, this problem, this isn't it. But see, you're the one who basically created your life. There wasn't anybody standing in that day. Your substitute person, the substitute you. It was you making the decision. But see, that's when you look at that whole thing, you should look at it like this too. That's actually good news. since you created this life that you don't like, well, you can also create the one you do. So when are you going to sit there and go, okay, we need to turn around? Yes, you need to look at a lot of things within yourself. This is going to help you create exactly what you want, but it's also going to help you find yourself. And you're sitting here talking about a lot of things, but we have to look at the guidance that's coming to you. God is pointing all these things out to you and that you need to look at. And it has nothing to do with particular people or situations in your life. It's the idea of pointing it back at you and saying, okay, the source of all the stuff that's been happening, where do you keep leading it back to? I used to have a lot of trouble with people in counseling. And I hate to say this, and I'm not trying to, and all the women I've worked with, I'm not going to say all the women out there, I'm going to say all the women I've worked with, a percentage of those, when I sit here and traced it back to them, they wanted to sit here and say I'm as bad as their ex-husband or the bad as their husband, saying it's always my fault. And I said, well, I'm sorry, dear, but in some sense of the word, in that argument, he was right. But we're not going to sit here and say he's right. We're going to sit here and say, you need to look at yourself, because everybody around you keeps pointing that direction, and that's how you're going to change things around you. I'm sorry to go on so in-depth about the whole thing, but I used to just go with the flow. And with this situation, I just want you to understand that it's not just a simple answer of what you, to get what you want, but then again, on the same note, it is a simple solution. In the situation, the simple solution is to love. You have a lot of things you need to take a look at and take a look at yourself. If you want to, I've always suggested to everybody, sit down and have a private session. I'd be glad to work with each and every one of you. And you particularly, sit and look at the situation. Because I feel like there's a lot of things here that could turn around very quickly with just the realization that you can do it. I mean, you think that God gave you all these powers? I mean, shoot, read the Bible yourself. Jesus was basically telling everybody, you need to sit down. And, well, there's one particular section that talks about a lady basically calls herself through the crowd to touch him because she knew that when she did that she would be healed. And Jesus looks at her and says, basically, who was it? She said, it was me. I'm sorry, but thank you for healing me. And he said flat out, I didn't heal you. Your faith healed you. If she didn't have any faith in what he was and what it's all about, and actually having faith in herself to know that when she touched him, she'd be healed. She had to have faith. She knew who she was. She knew what she had to do. She knew who he was. So therefore, the ideal to trust that changed a whole lot of things in her life. So, you still there?
Yes. Oh, yes. I am just absorbing everything because it's true.
Well, like I said with everybody, I mean, I welcome people to come back and say, hey, you know, some of the things I didn't catch. But like I tell everybody out there, if you want to call and get a reading with us, we still got 21 minutes, and plus we've actually been able to stay on the air for another hour, still recording these shows. So I welcome everybody just to keep calling in, but you got to call in before we go off the air. So you can get in the queue. And the number to call is 646-721-9031, which is kind of bad because I actually gave everybody the information about getting private readings and my website and how to get a hold of HemiSync, but I never gave the number to call in. So I apologize for that. And I'll repeat that number again, which is 646-721-9031. If I said it too fast, too bad. No, I'm just kidding. I'll say it again. It's 646-721-9031. And please give a call in here. And like I said with you, love to talk to you again. I appreciate you calling in. I do have a couple other people I really love to get to. But please call us back and get a private session with me or just give us a call back and give us an update on your life. If you have a couple more questions, if you could just maybe total up if you have one more question.
I think I'll sleep on that and... Yeah,
okay.
Start from there. But thank you so much for, you know, everything, for all this information.
Oh, no problem. I'm just saying with the situation, let it all out. When it, you know, you are a very intense woman, and you have a tendency to hide that, and you're scared that if you really give your full potential, that you'll scare people off. And actually what you're going to do is attract the right person. So think about that, okay?
Okay. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Here we got on 704. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Have you been on the show? Have you been on earlier?
Hello, this is Jeff. No, this is the first time.
Yeah, because I was going to click on you. I think you actually popped out for a minute, and then you popped back in. And I noticed you at the bottom of the queue, so I was like, okay, sorry about that. But, Jeff? We just lost Jeff again. Okay, sorry about that, Jeff. I don't know what happened there. We dropped the call. Let's go on to our next caller, and maybe Jeff will call back in. Like I said, everybody, give us a call back in here at 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, I'll go over that information real quick with you about HemiSync. Contact HemiSync. These are incredible CDs. I actually have a couple. I actually have about four or five of myself. And I've actually given these CDs out to people, and they just have nothing but good things to say about it. So that's www.hemi, that's HEMI-SYNC, SYNC.com, or give them a call at 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. All right. We also have a company called I also have these CDs too as well. Give them a call. This is called BrainSync. And go to the website. Go to www.brainsync.com. That's brain. Just spell brain and sync, S-Y-N-C.com. Also call them at 1-800-444-7962. Again, that number is 1-800-444-SYNC. 7962. If you want to get a hold of me, go to my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. You can also leave information contacting on there too as well. Or if you want to give me a call for a private session, call me at 740-601-1057 or 740-500-8863. Now let's get on to our next caller, area code 936. You're on the air.
Hi, this
Welcome
is Christine.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi. I'm Christine.
Christine?
Yeah, Christine.
Kristen. Is it Christine or Christine?
Christine.
Okay, like that crazy car in Stephen King?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't mean to use that crazy analogy,
oh,
but
that's
the
okay.
first thing that comes to my head, so.
That's okay. That's okay.
That was a pretty red car.
Yes, yes. I was wanting to ask you if I could. I seem to be having blocks in probably just about every aspect and area, and I really try to be, you know, be a woman of integrity and do the right thing and, you know, be loving and take care of things that I should be responsible for, but I just feel on a spiritual level that there just seems to be some kind of a block and that I just can't figure out the answer to.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
So what you're saying is basically you have blocks in all parts of your life. You try to figure out how to get rid of those blocks.
Or move forward, progress, yes.
Well, if you clear out the blocks, they're actually keeping you from going forward. So that makes perfect sense with the situation. I mean, the first thing I really pick up on is the ideal of we also have to talk about chakras and not realizing certain energies in our centers in our bodies do have a tendency to affect certain things. Because
right.
we have a tendency to, every person we meet, everything that goes on, we collect that.
Right.
If we don't learn to let go, then we keep collecting those things until those centers shut down. So with the situation, it seems like you're a very caring, loving person, and you give a lot.
Yes.
And in the process, you really haven't taken the time for yourself. There seems like there's something with you that you feel like if you take too much time to yourself, it takes away from helping the world.
That's exactly how I feel. And like it feels like there's this conveyor belt of like going out from me, but nothing really
uh-huh.
coming in. I have a daughter with severe cerebral palsy and a son and then just other issues just to where it's just like my life is like a dedication to everyone else. But then like my hopes, goals, desires, things like that, I ponder them and I think, well, this would be helpful for my life to like have a life mate. Or it would be helpful to maybe be able to have this lit up, or maybe healing for my daughter, or maybe, you know, finances and things like that. But I'm just like, I don't know how to fix it. Like, I want to always find a fix-it problem. I mean, a fix-it answer for everything. But I'm not God, and I don't have that power. You know what I mean? It's what I'm telling myself. But I've learned a lot from what you were saying to the other person, you know, about how we, you know, do have dominion, and maybe I just need to change the recorder, you know, in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're the caretakers of the earth.
Yeah.
A lot of us are failing in that part. We don't have a green thumb, but we could, but if we can look at the situation. I was sitting there looking at this thing, this page just popped up to me, okay?
Okay.
And this is a meditation. It's called Angels and Physical Healing. Okay? And basically what it says here, it starts off with God. God is. God is infinite mind, and I am forever in the mind of God, the only place I can ever be. God is life, and God's life is my life. I am an immortal being, eternally expressing the perfect life of God. God is unconditional love, and that love provides for me moment by moment, giving all and withholding nothing. God is absolute truth, the reality of all that is, and through the eyes of truth, I see only perfection in my world. God is energy, the cosmic force and power, creating all that is out of the energy of itself. I am a pure, unadulterated energy field, individualized by God as God in perfect expression. God is principle, the energized action of mind as the law of harmony in every activity of my life. I accept this. All that God is, I am, and all that God has is mine. My consciousness is whole, my body is perfect, and I am free. So if you see the first part, it talks about God. God is.
Right.
But basically, in the statement, it's also saying you are too. God created you.
Yes.
You are created in the likeness of God. You have all the things basically He has as well. This is one reason that we talk about the devil in some sense of the word, because this entity is jealous because of that love that He has for us. But like I said before, love God, love yourself, love God. It's a continuous circle, constantly back and forth. So God is infinite mind, and you're a part of that. You are always forever in the mind of God.
Yeah.
And God is always forever within you. So therefore you saying that I'm not God.
Right, I hear what you're saying. That's not a correct thing to say. Yeah.
Well, see, don't look at it like it wrong. You just messed up. Just look
right.
at the situation of having more respect and honor for yourself.
Right.
That God wants you to see you for who you are. Now, when we sit here and look at the situation of significant others, too, as well, look at the situation. If we love ourselves unconditionally, then we can love that person unconditionally as well. In the process of doing that, more than likely that person has been brought in your life to do exactly the same thing. Because you're both on the same level of actually learning the same thing.
Right.
So we sit here and look at the situation of God loves you the way He does, and you love God the way you do. And when you can do that, then there's no work. When you
right.
meet that person, you will
be
fine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the solution to actually being in a very powerful, successful relationship is to realize in the process of finding solutions to make a relationship work is because why? Because you love that person.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, and I'm just saying, for you know, like one of those things, like I say, always just go with the flow here. And it's just saying that if you love unconditionally, therefore everything else in your life will work just as well. I get this really strong impression with the people around you is the idea of looking at things that have enslaved you and everybody around you as well. Now we have a daughter who has
cerebral palsy.
Okay, cerebral palsy. I mean, you look
yeah.
at these situations. It's been said that disease means the body is not at ease. So therefore, to find the solution here, me realistically is not the idea of going to a doctor who's going to sit there and say, "Well, she has this and she has this long to go," and she starts putting limitations on it. And then you're going to start realizing that all these things that are put into play do nothing but slave us to the point of making us realize we are powerless.
Right.
And when you sit there and go that route, what's going on here is you're looking for the solution. And then the solution here is to realize how powerful you really are, and you're not powerless in the situation to the point of actually, you know, working with God and your angels and stuff.
Right.
More likely to heal the situations within yourself, but also to heal your son, your daughter, the situations, everything is around you. And it seems like some of the blocks that you have are the fear of what you can honestly do.
Mm.
And the reason
yeah.
I say that is because when I listen to you talk, I'm not a God. I am not God. And when you sit there and start eliminating your connection to the source, the one who created you, the one who basically has created everything that you've brought into your life, You've always been working together.
Right. Well, as I'm getting older, you know, like she must weigh probably, she's 15, must weigh probably about 140 pounds on a good day. And as I get older,
right.
it's because she can't walk and she, you know, needs hygiene. I mean, she's incontinent. I mean, just to get into it, it's just I won't do it. But, I mean, she's full service, you know. And as I get older and as time goes by, I mean, I dedicated myself the moment that she was born that I would always be there for her. And so when she's being picked up and put in a tub or picked up and taken to the car, I sit there and I pray and I say, you know, God, give me the strength to be able to continue to do this because my fear is, you know, if something happens to me, then what happens to her in this dedication and devotion that I have promised her all of her life?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And so my fear is I've got to stay strong because there's no other source that is there to take care of her.
I'm just out of the situation. You're praying for, you know, to have the strength to deal with what's going on. And sometimes I get the impression God's asking, but what do you really want? You know, be honest with yourself. Exactly what do you want? Because sometimes in the ideal center, look at the situation and go, is it really possible for me to heal somebody? To actually take this disease away from her?
Oh, I don't. I mean,
I'm
don't.
Just saying.
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, as involved as she is, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, to take the disease away from her. I just want to be able to maintain my strength and to always be good for her, you know, and for life to be able to offer those opportunities and present blessings in my life to where it's simplified.
Okay. I'm just saying with the situation, you should also be saying every day to yourself, just suggesting, I've done this myself.
Right.
I've been in some really tight situations that most people look at and go, ooh. But, for a particular situation, for example, I was in a situation where we're driving back from a situation of dropping off a daughter at a camp, and then we're sitting here thinking about, I always tell people don't dwell on these things, they'll happen, but somehow the situation was something that we kind of got caught up into where we didn't have a spare tire, but we had a bad tire.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking about it, and all of a sudden we had a flat on a Sunday.
Right.
In the middle of nowhere. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm not going to sit here and think about the flat that I have, because that's reality.
Right.
But what can I do? And I say, what have I always done in a situation like this where I've always had this wonderful outcome? But at the time, my girlfriend was asking me, she goes, it's amazing how all the blessings have happened in my life since I met you. And I said, okay. So we sit here and looked at the situation. All I said was, there has to be an easier way. And when I said that and just put it out there, and like I've always said before, let God be God. We saw this gas station. It was Sunday, so you know we're trying to keep our minds positive because usually on Sundays, with the way the human race works, they don't like working on Sundays. So we have, you know, so you're thinking, okay, this could be a little bit harder. So I'm thinking, I'm trying not to think about I'm going to have a tire, I'm going to have a rim, and I have no jack to put it on with. What I'm going to do, you know? I was just sitting there saying, no, there has to be an easier way. So I just listened to the guidance that took me where I needed to go, and I went to the gas station, and we all sit there and talked, and I sit there and say, well, you know, we need a tire, so we had a big flat, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. But
right.
There has to be a solution. There has to be a way to doing this, and I just kind of, like, calmed myself for a minute. And all of a sudden, this old man came out of nowhere and kind of looked at me and said, you know, I think let me go look at your tire, but I think I have a tire like that in my barn. So the guy goes out and looks. He goes off and checks the old barn. And he was gone for about 20 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, if he got a tire, now we got to think about a rim. But it was amazing how when I would say these things, something would come to me and say, no, you don't have to worry about anything. So I tried to go with that, and I did. I just kind of like, it was hard. I had to do a lot of breathing and a lot of just shaking and letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was kind of amazing. It was a miracle. I don't care what anybody says. When you sit here, the guy shows up, walks in the freaking store, looks at me and says, you're ready to go. And I said, what do you mean we're ready to go? He said, I found a tire in my barn that was still on a rim and it had air in it. So all you need to do is get some air for your tire and you're good to go. Because he said, I already put the tire on there. Now you sit there and see what happens. Instead of trying to be so, I got to do something. What the lesson was, when I let go and let go with the flow and let things happen, like they always say before, when you go and order something out of a catalog, you don't order it 3 or 4 times before you get it. You just order it, and it comes to you.
Right.
And that was the thing God was telling me was, you've asked, now let it work. It's, you know, we can materialize it to you, like, but we're not going to go that way. We're going to show you by being patient and letting things fall into place, things are going to fall into place. And that's what happened. We put a little air in the tire and we're gone. And I only had $20 on me too at the time too. And the guy looked at me and I was just like, how much is this gonna, how much do I owe you? And the guy goes, $20 to do it. So everything fell into place just the way it was. Now, I understand what you're saying. You want to be strong for your daughter. You want to be there for your daughter. You want to do the whole thing. I'm just saying, try some other techniques too. Some things that come to you, massages, whatever it is that you need to do for this girl. But I think, I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with the idea of consideration of helping, because I've seen this happen many times, that we can do these things. We can heal, we can attract, we can manifest. And in the process of thinking about those things, it also makes us, puts us in a position where we start asking ourselves exactly what are we capable of doing. So I'm just saying, with the situation and why I sit here and said, God asked you, what do you want? What would you really, really, really like to do with your daughter? Be honest with yourself in the situation of saying, okay, because sometimes with the idea of praying, you're praying for strength. Nothing wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong with praying for your daughter to be totally healed from what she's going through either.
Right.
That's what I was saying. But sometimes we have a tendency to stand in our own way of our own. We believe and we have faith, but there are certain things we don't think we can do, because you've already said that in the first part of this conversation where you said, I'm not God. So there are certain things I just can't do, not realizing you have no limitations. And sometimes that's scary for people. My mom's one of them. She thinks if you put yourself in that situation of telling yourself you have no limitations and you can do anything, that scares her because she's scared of what she's capable of doing in a harmful way. But we all have a tendency to go to the negative before we go to the positive and not realizing what we can do. It's in the positive what we can actually contribute to this world and even contribute to things that are going on in our lives, with the idea of looking at a girl and saying, "I'm not. It's not my fault for what she's going through." But then again, is there really something wrong with me actually working with this girl and healing this woman of all other things that are going on with her? The same thing with our children who are just going through emotional problems, emotional situations. Is there anything we can sit there and lay our hands on those people and heal them too as well? To realize that maybe some of those emotional problems they're having is just conditionings that they've acquired over the years. But also in the process, we might find out some things about ourselves that maybe the conditioning that our kids have is because of the way we feel about feeding more into the lack and limitations of ourselves instead of realizing what we can do.
Yes, I understand. And it's like, you know, as far as relationships then, you know, just those, I mean, it's just like, you know, just have not worked out. But, I mean, it would be nice. I mean, it would be nice to have a helpmate and a life mate, you know, in life. And, you know, I'm reading in the chat room what somebody's saying. But, I mean, just to be able to have these areas fulfilled. I mean, you know, my children, I have a son who's, you know, in martial arts. And, you know, he does a real good job with that. And he's real good at helping me with, you know, my daughter, you know, his sister. And it's just, you know, just to have that family wholeness and just, you know, joys and blessings brought into the home. Do you know what I mean?
I understand. I'm just saying, when I was also picking up the situation, I kept on picking up massages. There's,
yeah, okay.
I really wish I could remember this woman I knew. I read a book by this woman. She's a nun. She was a Catholic nun, and she said that she was kind of amazed with healings and that kind of stuff. She said she worked with Jesus to heal people.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she noticed how certain healings would happen instantly, but there's other healings that wouldn't. They would be over a period of time. And so she asked Jesus, okay, why do they happen like that? Why do not certain, you know, healings happen spontaneously all the time? And he said, basically, those people need to learn. And if they had an instant healing, some of that learning they would have acquired by letting it do it, go with the flow of what was going on, they wouldn't have learned. And it was more things about themselves. And she went through a lot of stuff, too, where it was realizing and having faith of even with her own family, where her mother was dying, and she and Jesus said, "You need to go to Europe and do these healings and stuff. That's what you were going to do for me." And she said, "Well, my mom's dying," and he goes, "Well, do honor what you said you're going to do, follow through, and do those things, and everything will be fine." And so she thought, okay, I'll go do these things. And she kind of felt bad about it because she thought her mom was going to pass away before she got back. Well, in the process of going, she went and did what she did. And she came back. She went to go visit her mom, who was still alive, and she looked at her mom and she said, "Are you still here?" And she goes, "Of course I'm still here." She said, "Jesus came to me and said, I got to hang on and be here until so when you get back, so I can say goodbye, and then you're here, so now I can go." So everything worked out just like he said. It's just the ideal, following the guidance. Everything happens for a reason. If we would just follow that spontaneously, we'd understand more of why things happen the way they do, where we actually start finding more within ourselves, but we also start finding out what we're capable of doing, what we can do, and that the guidance that we do get is there for, is done for us in a loving way.
Right.
By following spontaneously through the whole thing, you understand why. And then when you do that, you find out exactly what you're made out of, what you're capable of doing, and then you start really seeing that there are no limitations except for the ones we impose upon ourselves.
Right. Right, I understand. Okay. And I thank you very much. I mean, I know your show is closing, but it's like when I put lotion on her feet and I rub her, you know, like her feet and her mm-hmm. legs, and I'll massage her feet and ankles and legs, and, you know, I'll be focusing on, you know, the healing for her legs and her feet and all the bones going right in the correct positions and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'll just make sure that, you know, she gets more of a massage, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're let me ask you a question real quick. You're a psychic, Christine, am I right?
Matthews, yes.
Yeah, Matthews, I didn't know. Okay. Because I was sitting there going, I read it up here where it says I may not get read. I'm like, okay, am I actually talking to her? Because what threw me off was the psychic part in the front of it. So,
yeah.
Just make sure
I haven't quite figured out Blog Talk Radio yet and how to do all the name things, but, you know, to get things certain ways. But, yes, that's me.
Right. I want to sit there and say something to everybody, too. Because we actually are just recording now, but I just wanted to thank everybody who was here and thanks for all the calls and all the support out there, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given, and do that meditation, that prayer, asking God and the angels to help you love and respect the person you're with and everybody in the world, and then ask him to also help you to be more of a loving person. I guarantee
right,
all these things, I'm just saying, all the things that are going on and things that could be unbalanced in your life, I just feel like if you keep doing that, things have a tendency to balance themselves out. And the reality that you see right now, look past that. See, you know, look past the illusion and say, okay, what's really going on? Because everything realistically that's happening today is a manifestation of how you used to think yesterday.
Right, I believe
that. Yeah, so we can change the whole thing real quick by changing our thinking today. So therefore, tomorrow will be a different way. But that's the one thing I was trying to say at the beginning of the show, that in the process of changing our thinking and changing the thoughts in our subconscious mind and start looking at things in an unlimited way, you're going to attract people that may be confusing in the way they pursue things because they have no chance of holding back. They keep going forward no matter what. I think the biggest thing I have problems with is people keep saying, well, you know, that girl, when you look at the surface of what they've done, not realizing today they haven't done anything to us because that was yesterday. So today they haven't done anything to us. And in the process of not even knowing, things could definitely turn around. And things that you've been focusing on, a new relationship or maybe a person coming back into your life, we should also take it one step further and ask ourselves, we want that person to come back in our lives in a good way. So in the process of working on our issues and problems and finding the solutions to all those things that we've been wondering about, if we do take care of those situations, that when these people come into our lives or situations or opportunities come into our lives, there are there's nothing blocking us. There's nothing that's going to stand in the way of us taking advantage of those opportunities and those situations and those people. And more likely, if they are happening too, it's all in a loving way.
Yes.
So, and we said this before too, take responsibility for all the things that you've manifested in your life and embrace them. So if you're in a relationship, I'm just saying if you're in a relationship or a new career or whatever it is, you manifested it. So therefore, make it the best it can be. Strive to be successful. Don't look at it as if it doesn't work out.
you just set yourself up for failure by saying, if it doesn't work out, I'll just go zip on to something else. Or if I don't, or even just say, trust yourself. It's because I'm just understanding, you work with God and angels, and you're working, and these things are happening, and there are great things that are happening. You work together to create this, so there's no reason why you shouldn't take the responsibility of what's happening, and not right away.
Right.
I'm just saying, what's your situation, psychic Christine Matthews?
You can call me Christine.
Okay, Christine. I was just putting it out there and saying, are you a person who does this professionally? Because you put the psychic on the front part of it. And I'm just saying, if you are, you have no, I have no problem with you if you want to sit there and tell everybody that if you want to contact this lady for any kind of reading or information, that's great. But if you don't want that, that's no problem either.
No, I prefer not. I find it to be, and I thank you for the opportunity to do that, but I think that it just goes against, you know, what I think of being polite. It's your show, and I'm not going to do that. So they can, it'll happen on its own time. But I appreciate that.
If I give you permission, it's okay.
Well, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow at 10 p.m. That's all I will say. You can find me then.
How about Christine? What if I asked you, because you're here, and I also believe flat out that things happen for a reason, and everybody crosses their paths for something, so we have to take the lead of that whole thing. I just feel like with the situation of the kind of person you are and stuff like that, I would love to have you on the show as a guest.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
So
sure.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I can contact you, you can contact me, whatever it is. I've always asked people, even though the number pops up on the queue, I always ask for permission before I actually take down that number.
You'll probably have to. I've done the tutorial part. I mean, watched all the videos. So I guess I would just probably come on as a guest or something, or just call in on the, and just like I called in now, I guess, and just stay on the phone.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, okay.
You just call in. We set up a day that you're going to come in. Because, see, the one thing we do when we have guests on the show, we promote them for at least a week. So any kind of information, or if you have a bio or whatever, just email it to me. I'll put it on the show page so everybody sees it. It gives you it's a nice promotional thing.
Yeah.
I have friends who are so nice, who are constantly promoting me all the time without even, I've never said anything to them. They just,
right.
It's like you see the talent and you just want people to take, be able to take advantage of it. And with the situation, that's what I see within you. I just feel like you're, and I'd love to be, I mean, I'm not going to say I'd love to be on your show. I mean, I'd just love to pop into your show just to,
definitely.
Really get a reading from you as well and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
My biggest thing is to try to teach people one thing, how to talk to people, how to talk to psychics, how to ask questions. But the one thing I sit there and talk about, and I've been working on a lot too myself, is when you go to somebody and you ask a question, how can you ask that question without putting doubt on it? Because if you're going to sit there and say, hey, I met this girl, do you see a relationship happening? Because in the process of asking that question, I'm actually putting doubt on it because I'm actually doubting and I'm asking someone else to clarify maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Now, so I kind of like tell myself, what you do is you meet somebody, okay? Go to person and you want to get some advice or you want to get some insight into the whole thing. Just sit there and give them the name and say, what do you think? I think it's the most productive way because a lot of people have a tendency to do this. They will tell you the whole story. And then a lot of times the reason they're telling you the whole story because they want you to see it from their perspective.
Right.
Which is kind of a contradiction because what they're doing is they're asking you to sit here and take a look at it from your perspective. What do you see? But at the same time, there's something about the situation that they've kind of attached themselves to it. So in some sense, the way they're trying to manipulate you to see it their way so they can get the answer they want.
Right.
So
and
I tell people, go ahead, I'm sorry, sweetie.
I used to do it professionally. I mean, I just started back up again. Like this was going, has been going on since I was like 3 years old, you know, with seeing visions and things. And then later on, as I got older, I did it professionally. And I was real, you know, loyal within the church and, you know, kind of had a tug of war with, well, is this right what I'm doing? Is this wrong what I'm doing? And then I ended up just quitting. I mean, I made a good living out of it, but then I thought people aren't praying. They're not praying. they're going to, you know, psychic assistance for quick answers, and they're not walking their path that they're supposed to walk, and they're not seeking God. So I kind of like left it. But I feel as if, you know, my perspective is changing, just like you're saying. I mean, people are trying to find an answer. They're trying to word it in a way to where the answer comes out to how they want to hear it or how they want their life to go. You know, and it just, it you know, it can't work out that way.
Instead of trying to manipulate the psychic to see it the way you see it, why don't you just manifest it the way you want it?
Right.
You know? And it's like one thing I like to stress with people with manifestation is it says in the Bible you can manifest anything you want, but also in the process of manifesting these things, if they don't happen, then they were never meant to happen in the first place. And to have the strength to sit there and go, okay, if that's the case, then it's just the idea of pointing out to you that maybe you're heading in the wrong direction with that situation, and just see it for what it is, because the truth is being shown to you to say, okay, that's it. This is not working out. This is not coming together because it's not supposed to. But what you're looking for, the relationship, the person, the kind of thing you're looking for, you can definitely have. It just won't be with the person you thought it was.
Right.
So you look at the situation, or maybe it will, but you still have to maintain and focus and live your life. And if you're not doing that thing, it could also be a truth in itself, saying, okay, since you're focusing so much on this person, what have you missed out on? And realistically, you haven't missed out on anything. It's still a learning lesson to point out to you that you're not focusing on your life. But sometimes those things are hard for people to say, well, I missed all this stuff. You didn't miss nothing. You were right where you were supposed to be at, and you were learning what you were supposed to learn. What did you learn? Okay, you learned that? Okay, good. Don't do that again.
Right.
Okay, let's go on. And the things you thought you missed, I guarantee you will still experience in some sense of the word. Maybe not the way it would have happened back then. But then again, it always happens in a better way anyway, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. When we sit there and look at these situations and things, because, I mean, the relationship I just had, I was sitting there looking at the situation going, I know for a fact, I put myself into it, I tried to see the person, and I think I did. Just exactly the way I wanted to. When I started seeing things where I was focusing too much on the physical, I would focus more on seeing her. And I know what that means. So I have to listen to the lessons I've been taught, to focus on the spiritual part and the essence of who she is, which is within her. That's what we always go within. So if we're looking at somebody on the surface and say, oh, this person, she cut her hair, ooh, I got to go. Then you're not seeing that person for who she is. And maybe you do like her with long hair, but it doesn't mean she can't grow the hair back. But you're not going to give it time to figure out and see that relationship for what it is, because you're using the hair as an excuse. And that's what we need to look at the situation. Are we making more excuses instead of embracing what we've been handed to? And then also, I think we need to sit there and think about the situation, because my thing was, how can we sit there and let ourselves go? How can we get away and let go, to let God be God and let this unfold the way it's supposed to? I think it's the ideal, simply just being grateful for what we have and the situation we're in, because when we sit down and take notice and say, okay, I thank you for this, thank you for that, what are we thinking about? We're thinking about the moment. We're not thinking about anything we don't have. We're not thinking about anything else. We're focusing on what we're grateful for. So at that moment, we just let go. See how simple it was?
Oh, I totally agree, and I think that people, and I'm not trying to shut myself down or anything, I do, but I totally think that you miss out on the whole dance of life whenever you seek out someone for a quick answer, you know, or trying to get the answers to your future. You know, you totally miss out on the adventure of life.
And it's like I look at the situation, too. I'm looking at a girl, because she does come back in my life. I'm looking at it like this: a new relationship, a new beginning, maybe a new direction. But if I don't sit there and do my work and really get into the things I love to do, how can I share that? How can I sit here and share anything with anybody if I haven't even done anything to share with anybody? I've been sitting here waiting for something to happen, not realizing at this moment, if it hasn't happened, it's not going to happen. It's in the future. So therefore, I have to keep working and doing what I'm doing. I mean, I sit there and thought about the situation doing this radio show and had gotten away from it for about 4 months. And now I'm back here doing this whole thing where it's just like, I want to do more of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to balance it out too. Well, last time, I was doing 6 shows a week. And on Fridays and Saturdays, we were on the air for 5 to 6 hours. We would have a show at 8 or 9, and then we would have a midnight show on Fridays, and we would do the same thing on Saturday.
Wow.
So I was just, like, really just doing the whole thing, and it just got to the point where what I was, you know, I was, we had some really powerful shows, don't get me wrong. It was just that I got caught up in the whole thing where the balance was kind of cut off the whole thing. So we started cutting back and started doing the whole thing to the point where it was just, I had to take a break, just walked away from the thing completely. I could sit there and look at the situation. So I think I made a mistake by joining the carnival, but I was actually looking for money and revenue to actually invest in this show. Well,
mm-hmm.
I should have actually had faith in what was already basically established and kept on going forward. Just cut back, do breaks, honor myself, do meditation, do the cleansings and that kind of stuff. And we could have done that. And I, like one of those things, I didn't realize that. But I think it's the same thing with relationships. We don't really realize how much we really care about somebody until we miss them. And when you sit here and get in that whole situation, you just, that's something that I don't think needs to be, you know, that doesn't need to be shared with people and say, well, I miss this person, that kind of stuff. I think it's just something we realize within ourselves. I miss this person. I love, I care about this person. It's just a realization for you that I was real. I was in the relationship. I was there for the right reason. And to also honor that, that if something is meant to happen, that at least on one side of the whole thing, it was real. So therefore, if we were both, the realization here is, I'm trying to get at, the realization is it was on both sides.
Hmm.
Or it would have never happened in the first place. So there was a lot of things there and that kind of stuff like that. The same thing with work, same thing with everything we got going on here. I mean, with your situation, I would have done the same thing. It was hard to sit there and do readings and stuff like that, and you're trying to help people out, and I got people come on the show saying, hey, you know, you're not working with the right angels and that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm baffled because all we keep talking about is love. We're asking people to say, ask God and the angels to help them to love. And this guy's sitting there saying, well, you're not doing it right.
Right.
But he's also, but the thing I noticed the most about the situation, at least this time, he came on the show once before, and he just kind of like went off on me and said, you know, you're not doing the right things, you're doing that. I said, you know something, if this is a message from God, I don't think he would attack me. He would come to me and I would see the signs of certain things, and you would be a sign yourself that I need to do things in a different way. I need to take a look at myself and what's going on. You're not doing that. You're trying to knock me down.
Right.
The only, and most people I see who try to knock you down, in the process of knocking you down, what they try to do? Trying to get attention for themselves.
Right.
And he's a professional exorcism guy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there looking at the situation. Like I said, I don't want to sit there and say anything to denounce him for what he's doing. I think he is a person who needs to learn as well, that you don't attack people to prove a point. That I have strived really hard. We've had people come on the show that just irk me because you just can't get them to see things for what they are. Or they'll come on there and they'll prank you. They'll do something like that. Now, the thing I came up with is those people are coming to the show. Maybe they're not coming there the way we like them to, but in some sense of the word, they're still reaching out for help. They just haven't got there to have the strength to actually directly say it. But they are crossing our paths, and we need to find a way to reach that, I think, in the moment we're doing it. Or we should, we just look at, if we look at them in a loving way, we'll realize that those people are looking for something. And I had a lady come on my show. Gosh, she had the same thing with this guy. She was like, I want to know if this guy's coming back. And then I said, I feel like he is coming back. Oh, my God, if he is, I don't know if I can deal with that. I'm sitting there going,
oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, I said, what do you want? I said, let me spell that for you real quick. Because I said, I feel like there's a lot of things going on here. I said, you want this guy back, but when he comes back, you don't know what you really want to do with him. You really care about him, but if he comes back the way he was before, then that scares you. I said, well, let's look at the situation. If you work on yourself, try to love more. I guarantee you when he comes back, he'll be the same way and it'll work out. But see, she came on the show, like, I know at least 6 times. And I sit there and said, okay, she keeps telling me the same story over and over again. She wants the same, she wants a solution. So I just sit there and said, we need to go deeper. Now, she has a deeper problem. It has nothing to do with him coming back. It has nothing to do with the fear of him coming back. It's a little bit more deeper than that. What is she going to do with herself? That's what the whole thing was, and we tried to strive to find that. And I was telling my friends, and we're all sitting there going, just, you know, click her off. I can't sit here and say that everything happens for a reason if I'm not going to sit there and live that too. And she's come back here 6 times. So let's look at the, she's asking the question, but maybe the answer we're giving her is not that we're not good what we're doing, but maybe we should challenge ourselves and go deeper in the situation and go, okay, let's just ask God. Just go straight and say, God, what's up here? She's freaking out.
And exactly, it's like somebody, it's like they're trying to fill a void. It's like you have a, like I try to say, it's like a living room full of furniture, and you remove a chair from the room, and then you're sitting there, and you're just like, you know, I didn't like that chair, but gosh, that chair is gone, and oh my gosh, something needs to fill that place. I should probably get that chair back. You know what I mean? I mean, metaphorically speaking, and they're used to having that person around, you know, and they're used to having, whether it was totally, totally negative in their life and for them, they still miss that energy of whatever was there, whether it was positive or negative. And so then they're thinking, well, I want this person to come back because that's an empty blank spot now that has to be filled, and it needs to be filled up with something that is positive, that is hopeful, that is loving, you know, and not necessarily go back to something that was not good for you, you know, in the first place. And that's what a lot of people want to do, and they need to get past that and then fill that up with their own, I don't want to just say self-love, but learn to find strength within yourself, you know, fill it up with spiritual things, fill it up, you know, find friendships, you know, with volunteer, you know, other things besides that person. You know, when she says something like that, that tells me that, you know, there weren't very many positives in there.
That was scary. I agree. And it's one of those things, I said to tell everybody, let go. That's just basically living your life and having faith and take it. I guess what I was saying before, take the faith one step further and just know. That it's like, look at the situation. Okay, if it's a relationship, just know it's going to happen. And in the process of knowing, the books I've read about manifestation says take it one step further and just basically say, I don't care if it happens or it don't, because I just know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's going to. And I have faith in God that everything will happen just the way it's supposed to. And he's got the angels working for me behind the scenes, so therefore, what do I have to worry about except for the one thing I'm worried about anyway? It might not happen the way I want to. I need to let go of that whole ego thing and say, okay, whatever's in my best interest. So I used to have this one thing I used to put on, and the idea of focusing and visualizing and feeling it and the whole thing, and then I would take it from that point on to manifestation and open it up and say, what was it? Okay, I'm trying to repeat this. What it says is, it says you do the meditations and the, you focus on the visualization, colors, feel, and then play the movie out in your head, and then take it one step further and say to yourself, well, you can say to yourself, you say it out loud. A lot of people like to say it out loud, the power of the tongue, by saying this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned. And just kind of meditate on that for a minute, and like they say, take it to the next step and do the physical part, live it, which means in the process of focusing on your the idea of focusing on your life and living your life is what you're doing. That's the faith, that you know from beyond a shadow of doubt it's going to happen, that you can focus on what you need to do for yourself.
Right.
And things will always fall into place. I really feel like if you just let it go, everything seems to fall into place. Just put it out there. Like I said before, you don't sit there and you can. I feel like people should focus on affirmations for themselves. Saying, for example, you focused on something. You want this relationship. You want this person back, or you want to be more successful in your career. And they say, I always tell people to write it down in your journal, exactly what you want. And you don't have to go over it like four or five times a day. But
right.
What I recommend what you should do is you should write it in your journal to basically put, you know, that's concrete. That's making, you're definitely saying this is what I want. But it also gives you a tool that when you are in a state of having a lack of faith, you can go back and read that until you feel confident again it's going to happen again, and then go back to going with the flow. I just feel like there's a really cool tool to go back to and say, okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble here. And I did that one time with a relationship. And I did that with a relationship where everything I wrote in my journal happened. But I also remember what I did. I would sit there and, like, I'd be sitting there and something, I'd have a negative thought come on my mind that, what if this doesn't happen? What if she takes off and goes to the Bahamas? And then I would stop and say no.
Right.
This, and I would recite
exactly what I wrote in my journal, because I've read it so many times, I memorized it. Plus, I also have a photographic memory anyway. So I told myself, if I could sit there and go, no, I'm just going to reaffirm it to myself. And then when I feel that positive, you know, the energy, when I feel like the vibration is back where it's supposed to be, then I can go back to what I was doing. And what I noticed what I was doing at the moment, too, I was living my life. I was working a job. I put myself into it. I made a promise to myself that whatever I was doing at that moment, I put myself 100% into that moment. And it seems like that's when I started noticing that in the process of doing those things, I was letting go of what I had said. There was one phrase in the book that I written that when I wrote it, I had a little bit of doubt about it. And it was kind of funny, too, because that one thought, I wrote it down one time. That was it. And then it was basically saying, since this woman left me, she needed to come back and pick me up and take me home. And when I wrote it, I hesitated for a minute saying, I wonder if I should really write that down. And then my angels came to me and said, no. You said you want, this is what you want to happen, that this is exactly what you want. So that, you know, to prove to yourself exactly what you're capable of doing and the idea of what they're pointing out to you, and God and angels are saying, this is what you want, so therefore focus on it. So I said, okay, I wrote it down. And then I forgot about it. And then I noticed when we did get back together, I was sitting in the front room thinking about it, reading my journal, and noticed that is exactly what happened. Certain opportunities had happened where it brought us together. And then the last part of the trip was her picking me up and taking me home with her. And I about fell off the freaking couch when I read that. But this is what I was talking about before to everybody, about listening to your guidance and saying, okay, God does not lead you into something that's going to hurt you or be bad for you. But if you open it up, next time I'm going to turn my phone off when I do this show, I swear. But the one thing I noticed about the situation was that that's how there are certain times that I get away from the situation of listening to and getting past that second guessing myself and start listening to the very first thing that pops in my head, the very first thing I feel like I should do and following through with it, no matter how crazy, how much I don't understand it, I just do it because I know every time I do that, it always takes me to a better place. And that's what I did. And I just, my biggest thing is the idea of trying to get that across to everybody and say, okay, try that. Just do it. But most of the people I work with anymore is the idea of focusing on the guy. Why is he not doing this? Why is he doing this? And why is he doing that? Or, okay, I'm at a job I just got fired from. Why did that happen? It's like looking at the situation and saying, well, why did it happen? Because something you said or something you wrote down or something that you want is basically being changed in favor of what you do want. So therefore, it'd be great if our boss, when he fired us, had an arrow on his head pointing in the direction we need to go in, realizing it's not the end of the world. He's not our support. He's not taking our life away, our livelihood. That's in someone else's hands. And to realize that we're being led in the direction to have the same, you know, to have those things, but also be in a situation where it's going to be even more loving, more caring. We're going to love what we're going to do, and we're going to put more into it because it's just easier to do when you love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Or even with the relationship, you know, if it's like you're in a relationship and you're working your butt off and you're doing all this stuff and all of a sudden you're being led into a different direction, most people look at it and say, well, this person did this to me and all this craziness, and you're like, no, don't look at that. If we, I swear, seriously, we could just do a commercial saying, watch the signs. If it was just simple, an arrow on someone's head saying, no, this is not the one, keep going. And mm-hmm. either go right or left, and then we'd have something going on. That's why I feel like every time a firing or a breakup happens, it's just sending us in a direction. And they say that we don't see a direction. Maybe the reason we don't see a direction because it's pointing us back within ourselves.
Right.
And that's the whole thing we're striving for here in the whole process of doing this and that and the other. I do know for a fact that when you focus on nothing but service, everything else seems to take care of itself. So if you're in a situation of focusing on jobs and hours and your boss is a pain in the ass, then I don't think you're in the right place. Because I think everything should be spontaneous, and if you do love where you're at, then you just be working your life and living. And then if you say you did have a bad boss, you would just look at him and say, well, he is who he is, and just go on with your day.
Right.
So those are the signs. Those are the signs. Okay, you are where you want to be. Maybe you do want to work for a company. There's nothing wrong with these things. We're not saying that you should be self-employed to be happy. The point is we're saying go find out what makes you happy. What do you love to do? So if you're a trucker or whoever and you love doing these things, I guarantee all those people are very successful and they love doing their life. But this also put it, what is success?
success is not always being a millionaire. Success is always having exactly what I want, living what I want to do, loving what I do, and being able to do what I love to do. Maybe it's just the idea of realizing you are who you are, too, the process. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make sense?
So I mean, it's right. I mean, it's not prosperity and success. It's not always financial or material. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because there's a lot of psychics out there that don't make millions of dollars, but they do support themselves and they're happy. They have all the things they need. They have all the things they desire. And same thing with jobs and that kind of stuff. But I've also seen the other side of the realm of people who are not doing what they love to do. They have a great job, but they don't like it. They make so many hours a week. They do all this kind of stuff, and they're still not making it. Why are they not still not making it? Because they believe that they're not supposed to. It doesn't matter what you put them in. I have a brother like that. You can hand him $5 million, I guarantee, and broke by half a week. You know, because he's got this mentality of being poor. So he's always going to find the solution to him is always to find a way to be poor.
Right.
And it's like, and I've seen people who won the lottery. You look at their situations. And I've seen this one lady who had it all planned out. She knew exactly what she was going to do. She hit the lottery. She kept the money. She invested it. She was constantly letting it work for her. The only extravagant thing she did, she bought a truck for her brother, because she knew if she did, it would be that one last component he needed to be successful. And sure enough, that's what it. But there was these other people who went out and felt like they had to buy stuff. They had to buy everything in the freaking world. And next thing you know, the money actually made them more in debt than they was before. So if we could have got to those people and said, okay, what you need to do now is realize that you are rich, but you have to have the mentality of realizing that you are. And in the process, do you want to continue to be so?
Oh, right.
Because everybody's heard this. If you take all the money in the world and divide it equally among everybody, we'd all be millionaires. But why is there like that 11% who have all the money? I think it's because they have the mentality that that's what they wanted. That's what they, so they have it. So we could just take that mentality and show everybody it's not the idea of working your ass off. It's the idea of changing your thinking, what creates your reality, therefore you get what you want. If you're in a situation where you're constantly believing that you can't have what you want, then you're always going to find a way just to do that.
Right.
But also, like I said before in an earlier show, this is not a thing to scare you. It's the idea of showing you that if you created that, then you can create anything you want. So why don't you just sit there and take the same energy and create the life that you really want and realize, okay, let's clear those chakras out. Let's do some chakra clearing. It's, you know, if you feel guided to do all those little things that you really want to do, why don't you have time to do all those things? Maybe because you're focusing on working your ass off, and now you have no butt, and you have no money, and you're still struggling from week to week. But you still feel like these other aspects of your life that you need to do. Well, what you need to do is not sit there and try to find, not keep focusing on working and working and working, but actually honoring yourself and saying, okay, who's pointing these things out to me that I need to do these things? And I guarantee if you go to the source, they will help you find a way and a solution to find a way to do those things, because all they're going to do is enhance your life. And that's what it's all about. We were sitting here talking before, just an example of the Bible, when God said and says no sex before marriage. Now, if you sit here and look at the situation, people are going, no one's going to tell me what to do. It's not telling you what to do. What it's saying to you is, if you honor yourself and do those things, that when you get to the point of actually meeting the right person, there is no baggage to deal with.
What do you mean?
And now all of us have all this baggage to deal with. The only person we have to blame is ourselves because of the decisions we made and the things we've done.
Right.
But also God tells us that we can also stop it right there. Once you realize that those things are doing nothing but hindering you, and you let them go, they're gone. It's also the same. We're talking about sin. What is sin? Sin is a lack of. It's a lack of love. When you have a lack of love, people do mean things to people. When you have a lack of money, they steal from each other. When you have the lack of spirituality, they have lack of confidence within themselves. But see, when you take those things and you start loving, it then becomes smaller and smaller to the point where it doesn't exist anymore. So let's take that situation into consideration and go, what do you want to do? We want to dispel any kind of lack of limitations in this planet, so therefore we also sort of look at the situation. People talk about the devil. I don't like talking about the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I think we give him too much attention in the first place. So therefore, I think in some ways of creating all these craziness and that kind of stuff, I think what he's doing indirectly is trying to get that attention. And then we give it to him. And I've had preachers say, well, we keep talking about, you know, heaven and earth and all the good things and that kind of stuff and God, but we haven't really talked about the devil a lot. I'm sitting there going, well, let's keep it that way.
Right.
I had a situation where people came into my shop and they sat there and said, well, you have the Bible on your table and you seem like you really know what you're talking about. And how do you feel about God and Jesus? Well, I sat there and down and told them, and it took about 20 minutes to tell them exactly how I felt and what my things, my deep love and caring and for God and the angels and that stuff and what they've done for me and all the things we've gone and done. And they said, okay, that's great. Okay, so do you believe in the devil? I said, no, I don't. And they said, well, he exists. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not saying he doesn't exist. I don't believe in him. So therefore, I give him no power. I give him no energy. So therefore, he doesn't exist. And I think if we sit there and really focus on this planet right now, focusing on nothing but love, then there's nothing the devil could ever use against you because it doesn't exist anymore. I think that's something to strive for. What do you think?
I had a very... There was strong spiritual warfare at play in May 2001 in my life. And it's probably, I guess, in the year 2000 about when it started where... and I had always been, mind you, someone who really had a strong love for God, even as a child, you know, going out in the woods, mm-hmm. sitting in a tree and just spending time with God. I always just, as long as I can remember, just adored God. And in the year 2000, I started seeing the black shadows in my room or in my home. It started out with just like one. And then as time progressed, there were literally five, which would be an excellent story topic one day that I'd love to share. But there were like five, you know, lined up against the wall. And I used to just pray scripture, and I had the Bible underneath my pillow and holding on to the Bible. I was mortified. And there was, I mean, it started out with like a knock on the table. And then it was like this big dog scratching fleas on the end of my bed, but we had no dog, you know. And my husband at that time heard nothing, but it was just me, you know. And then it got to the point to where one was just hovering just about inches over me. And I even had the Bible beside me, and I was praying, but I never knew so much terror. It's like my spirit knew the terror, if you know what I mean. And I never understood so much terror in my life, ever, ever. Ever. I think you want to ask me something, but I mean, you know, it ended up being that I started having like these electrical zaps that would, you know, just like would almost knock me to the ground, and I felt that something was going terribly wrong, and I thought it was going to harm my children. And it's a testimony that's on my webpage, but it doesn't go so extensive. But I ended up taking my gun, and I was going to shoot myself and commit suicide to get rid of these things that I was seeing and these things that were going on. And right at the moment that I was getting ready to pull the trigger, a brother from church had called on the phone the minute that I had pulled the trigger, and I missed and just brazed my head and went to go pick up the phone then. And then, you know, through my testimony, I mean, I had to go to a hospital for a couple of months, of course, you know, but I literally saw the hand of God in like a crafting class, you know, to where God took the clay and smashed it down, and I could just see this vision of this right in, you know, my mind's eye, and that God had told me that he's going to make me a new creation, you know. But it was horrible. I could not even begin to, you know, that there is a demonic force. There is, and you can spend, like you're saying, you talk about it too much. I mean, you can spend too much time, you know, saying these names or, you know, talking about the devil, and you can actually bring those influences into your life, you know. And when you need to turn your back from them, you know. So, I mean, I'm sorry, I've kind of ranted on, but, I mean, and then it wasn't maybe 6 months after that that I started just seeing, you know, part of the black reappearing, and I stood strong, and I said, I've already walked through hell, you know, with you. You don't fear me. I mean, I'm not afraid of you anymore. There's nothing that you can do to me that you haven't done to me already, and there nothing has happened ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the one thing that was bugging me about that one guy came on the show and started talking about being an exorcist guy and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because the ideal of, I guess, the procedure, because it seems like what he's trying to do is he's trying to cut you off from your guidance. And I just, when people start doing that, I just feel, first thing that comes up is, what is your motive?
Right.
I mean, the last time he was on my show, he told me that the people I'm working with, I need to walk away from. I said, okay, I'll take your advice and take it into consideration. And I'll sit there and meditate on the whole thing. He said, well, you can't meditate with the same entities you've been working with, because those are the ones that are not real. Now, okay, but see, he wasn't telling me anything else, as in, okay, who should I be focusing on, and how can I find those things out? He was more bent on trying to separate me from those.
Right.
And I sit there and said, I was trying to sit there and say, okay, buddy, I said, here's an example. I was doing a reading for a lady who came to me and said, what can I do to change me to get a man? All of a sudden, his voice comes in my ear and says, ask her if she believes in me. And I said, dude, I really need to know or ask who it was. Because the way it came across, he's asking, the spirit that came to my ear, which I feel like was God, was asking me to ask her if she believed in him. And so when I just spontaneously followed through and said, do you believe in God? And she's like, yes, I do. I said, okay, would you give up God for a man? And she said, no, I wouldn't. And then I asked her, then why give up yourself? Now, that was a powerful message for her, because she stopped asking and started talking about anything and said, I never thought about that. I'm giving up myself to get a man, which, you know, she was created that way to meet the right person. And it was basically, she said, well, if that's the case, then why am I having such a problem with it? I said, because you are impatient. You want it now. And I understand there's nothing wrong with asking for things in the now, but it's also realizing that things also fall into place. So therefore, the outcome you've been focusing on, you will get that. But the outcome you're looking for is not going to happen. And one thing I stressed to her was, it's like hitchhiking. I used to hitchhike a lot. And the one thing I used to stress to everybody, it wasn't dangerous. And they go, ooh, it's dangerous, the news, and da 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 da. I was like, no. Those are people's experiences, but that doesn't mean I have to experience the same thing. I also have to have faith, because I said, when I was hitchhiking, what I learned, and what was so funny about when I sat there and told her this, this is the first time I had said this to her, first time I ever said it to anybody, and I think it was something that was actually brought out for me. Because what happened was, I said, well, when you're hitchhiking, I'm always asking God to ride. God, okay, I need a ride here, so could you please bring somebody by and give me a ride here? And I told her, I said, it doesn't matter if a serial killer actually did pick me up. I'm asking God for a ride from point A to point B. And what he's going to do, he's going to protect me no matter who it is or what it is. And I have to have that faith that he's going to protect me no matter where I go.
Right.
It also proved, too, it was also a lesson about manifestation, that when you ask for something, if you're asking, okay, I need to go to Nashville, now what God's going to do, he's going to bring the ride to you that's in your best interest to get you where you got to go. So it might take 5 minutes. It might take 2 hours. But the manifestation is going to take as long as it takes to actually put those variables in the right place. So therefore, what do I get? Exactly what I was asking for. But the way to get that is have faith in what you've asked for.
Right.
And who you've asked. So as I said that to her, I was like, that's the first time I've said that. Now I'm starting to understand why I was hitchhiking. It was a lesson for me too as well, to teach other people when I got to the avenue, because I just started doing this radio show here in the last, I think it was October of 2010. You know, it seems like all the things that I did up to this point have come across in some kind of a lesson to help other people, but also to help me realize, too, in certain situations of maybe I'm manifesting something or something like that, what I need to do. Like in the process of how did I manifest a ride in 5 minutes every time I've done it. When I was living in Colorado, I'd be sitting there, and the one thing I noticed, it was truth, being honest, that I'd be sitting at a bus stop saying, okay, guys, I really don't want to sit here. It might sound like I'm being lazy, but I want to go home. So could you please have a friend or maybe a new client or just somebody to come by in 5 minutes? I'll leave it up to you. Somebody to come by in 5 minutes to pick me up and take me home. Do you know every time I said that, 5 minutes later, a car would pull up. Most of the time, it would be somebody I already knew. And it was a lesson for everybody to understand, and the reason I say that is because in the process, I looked at those kind of manifestations, and I always realized, how do you know that it's a manifestation that's a good manifestation? Because both parties that come into the play get what they want. And like this girl picked me up to take me home. I got a ride home,
She also knew I do this kind of work because I had a shop. And guess what? She got the answers to all the questions she wanted, and I got a ride home. Now, you see the situation? Both people won it. It was a win-win situation. So what I was trying to prove later on while I was on the radio show, so these stories would help people realize that there is no such thing as a sacrifice. It's the ideal of being patient enough to ask God, who's going to put these things in perspective, to say, look for the win-win situations because they're everywhere. And as long as you believe in that, they'll always happen. And because people sit there and look at the situation. And I've seen this happen. Okay, I got exactly what I wanted, except it wasn't a Corvette. I didn't get a Corvette to get me right home, so I didn't get what I wanted. Not realizing that really, honestly, down to the bone of the whole thing, what you really wanted was a ride home. It didn't matter about the car or nothing like that. And I think sometimes we need to look at those situations, too, to say, okay, did you get what you really wanted? Because I was sitting here talking to people about what's the thing you want in a relationship. Say you want to get back with somebody. What do you really want? Do you really want to get back together? Or are you actually focusing on a situation that you gave unconditional love? And really, the truth is what you want back is you want to be loved the same way. And you felt like by focusing on this certain person, that you saw that potential in them, and that's why you went back, because you feel like you will be unconditionally loved by them. But I just feel like you should take it one step further and just say, yeah, I want to be unconditionally loved, and just open it up to what the universe can give you. Because that one thing I was talking about before, where it says this or something better is now manifesting, that opens the door to get what you want, but also telling the universe, if there's something better, I'm also open to that as well. And I also want a win-win situation where everybody concerned, it's in their best interest. And I thought that was the best thing that kind of set the tone for your manifestation, that you were opening it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting any kind of limitations on it at all. And then when it does manifest, everybody involved will be taken care of.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
Well, I liked what you were reading. When I first came on, you were reading from your book, and it was just really beautiful. And I remember coming on, and I just, closed my eyes and just took it all in. So I'm very interested in that book that you recited. That was just lovely,
And the reason I always tell everybody, the reason I feel like that I have such powerful shows is because it's the ideal. When I try to structure these shows and try to do it my way, or what I think I should do, I have a tendency to get nervous, to tell you the truth. When I get on the show and I just go with a ring and just go with the flow and see what happens, the show has a tendency to take on a tone of itself. And it has its own topic. It has its own theme. And I was sitting there reading. I was sitting there and I was talking to everybody. And if you notice, there was a part of the show where I stopped and said, we're going to take a break. And I played Crystal Ball. And I love that movie. I love that song because it talks about opening, we're sitting thinking, we're focusing, and we're wondering. If we would just sit there and stop doing that and look at what's around us, we'll see things. And we'll see the answers we're seeking, but a lot of times it leads us to go inside. I was sitting here thinking about this because actually, with the situation of life itself, I'm just getting to the point where I want to be unconditionally loved too, and looking at the situation for what it was. And so I had something just came over me and said, I need to take a break. I need to go get this book.
Right.
So I followed through with that whole thing. I just felt like it would be something to really bring to everybody. And so, okay, I'm sitting here telling everybody to ask God and the angels to love and respect, unconditionally love and respect that one person in your life. Or if you're in a situation where there's nobody in your life, but you want to have that love and respect, and then say, God and angels, help me love and respect everyone who crosses my path. And to see them for who they are, respect them for who they are, and also love unconditionally. So I was sitting here reading this thing earlier, and I have a tendency to recite this myself because I've been doing the same thing. When I get into a situation and say there's a person in my life who made me angry or thinking about this or that or whatever it is, I sit there and stop and say that. God and angels help me love this person, love and respect this person for who she is, and to help me love more every day. So all of a sudden I was sitting there looking at this thing. I said, I need something that could be like a foundation to keep me going that way when I have a time where I have a tendency to be doubtful. And all of a sudden this came to me.
and I was sitting there reading this thing going, this is basically saying just that. I'm sending love to the world, and I'm calling everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. And that kind of covers about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it also it's also telling me to just love and care for everyone. And all those things I'm focusing on having, as long as I have those in within my own life, then they will also be people coming into my life who also do the same. And I've also seen the same situation, too, with family and friends and that kind of stuff. When you focus on those thoughts and what's in that meditation, that prayer, I do notice a difference in the people around me. Because I think it's what it is. It's like you're focusing on being more of a loving person yourself. And people see that. And even, I think it says in the Bible, be that. Be, you know, don't just be a person who is loving and caring and honors God and the angels and that kind of stuff on Sunday. Do it all the time. Be
right.
That person. And I think if you do be that person, which is basically, because I always sit here and think about that when people are asking Jesus what's the greatest commandment, and he didn't really say anything about the Ten Commandments. He said, love is the greatest commandment. So that kind of set the tone for everything. And if you've read the spiritual texts, they all talk about the one thing you need to do. And well, John Randolph Price is one of those people who says you have to realize that God is the source, the substance and supply. And once you put yourself in that situation, say, okay, that's it. You know, everything else kind of falls into place within. Where we centered on this on a show. We were looking at God and his corporation. We're God to the top of the pyramid, and then everything else filters down from there.
Right.
So the pyramid is actually a spiritual concept if it's done legally. Where people are basically, it's not the idea of going out there and finding people to support you. It's the idea of being a continuous support system, so it all works together as a foundation. It's also a reading that I do for my angel cards where I do a pyramid.
Hmm.
Within that pyramid, we do a 7-card spread where we start out with 7 cards, which is your foundation. And then we go, you know, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, which also represents the 7 chakras in each level of your life. But also in the midst of that whole thing, it's like anything else in your life, each one of those sections also come in threes. And each one of those sections means something within itself. So it's actually showing you the deep level of your life. And if you work on all those things and make sure they're not working against you, you can't actually fail. And it's like the cards are pointing it out to you, but it's also showing you the source. You got the angels, of course, but where are the angels? You cannot sit there and not honor God, because God created everything. So the angels or something that was created by him too as well. So you sit here and look at the situation of all these things and all the support that you have, and to realize that you've never been alone. It's just that you're looking for that partner to share your life here on earth with. But honestly, to really focus on being alone, that's just your perception because of what you've been focusing on and looking at and saying, okay, look at the things I don't have. Not realizing you have everything you need. There is no lack of anything.
did you say you had a book?
Yeah.
I mean, did you say that on your show this evening? Did you say you had a book, or is that just something in my head?
No, I'm saying is I'm writing a book about relationships.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm trying to put something together. But this book here is really interesting. And like I said before, it is perceptions and everything. I'm realizing you've never been in a situation where you never had. That's just your perception. Looking at, like you said before, you know, the chair is not there anymore. But if you look at the ideal of the situation, you still exist, you still live, and the picture itself still exists too. There's just that one variable you keep thinking is missing. And if you look at it for what it was and when it was there and appreciate that, and then if you want it back, I've seen this too many times where people want things in their lives, and then next thing there they are, and they didn't have to do anything; it just came to them.
And that's one that you were thinking about writing, right? You were doing one on relationships, but then you're thinking about doing one on the other.
As in other. Meaning?
As in perceptions. Manifestations.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those things of helping people understand that the key to manifestation is detachment.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is you have not started that one yet, correct?
No, I have not.
Work on that one. Start working on it, not to discount the other one. But do that.
Because actually, if you look at the situation of writing a book like that, the relationships could all, like, you're going to look at the situation of perception, and you're going to look at the idea of manifestation, and then the idea of writing the book down as in sections of perception in each one of those categories, like relationships, job, family, even spirituality, and all the things that go along with it. Then you would sit there and say the biggest thing is perception. And I think a lot of us have a tough time with it because we're using someone else's perception. Because the biggest thing I say, and the one thing I would like to write that book for one reason is, and have it write in bold letters, is, are you going to let the world dictate your success, or are you going to dictate your own success? Because you've been given the power to. So what are you going to do? And that, just that one saying, are you going to let the world dictate your success, or are you going to do it? Because everybody keeps saying one thing I've heard a lot of, and it's like this. The world says this, or my friends say this, or my friends and family say this is the way things are. Do you understand what's going on? The person is not listening to themselves. And that's the harmfulness of happening with listening to your friends and family, because, like you said before, in the situations of doing certain things, we stop listening to ourselves, going to psychics, and things like that. When we should sit there and look at the situation for what they are. We sit there and said this yesterday when we were talking about relationships, okay? We said texting and emailing is good if you put it in the right way. They are not a part of a relationship that's getting started. They are part of the ones when you have, like, communication. Because we were sitting there saying, okay, you get together with somebody, you meet somebody. Don't let some people out there sit there and dictate you what a relationship is. A relationship is a connection between two people. It doesn't matter how that happens and how it unfolds and what avenue is chosen. The point is they met for a reason. So we had two twin flames that finally meet each other, and technology helped that happen. We have to take that in consideration. It happened. It's going on. And the situation, we don't sit there and, okay, we get further down the road. We developed a relationship, maybe over Skype, maybe in other avenues, you know, on Yahoo, whatever. But we visually see each other. We've talked. We've done the whole thing. But we have this space, like one lives further away, like in the next county, next state, maybe another country. But it happened. Now, if you have a problem after you've already established this, and say you have a couple times, you know, we have phones are and even laptops, and sometimes you can't get a signal. But you can still text, and you can still email each other. But see, that's after the relationship's been established. So it's all possible. But it's one of those things, like I said before, perception. When you look at the situation and you say, okay, this is what I see, this is what I feel like I should do. But then you listen to a friend or a family member who says, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong in listening. Because that person right there at that moment is not respecting you. If they was, then they would sit there and let you live your life, make you make a decision, and then if it doesn't work out, be there for you. But they're not. And that's the point. And if that person, I've had people look at me and say, okay, I don't like this girl, but it seems to work for you. And they had respect to step back and honor the relationship and honor what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like two people coming together.